This is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work. This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Finally, with respect to our recommendation to the Department of Justice, in our system, the prosecutors make the decisions about whether charges are appropriate based on evidence that the FBI helps collect. Although we don't normally make public our recommendations to the prosecutors, we frequently make recommendations and engage in productive conversations with prosecutors about what resolution may be appropriate given the evidence. In this case, given the importance of the matter, I think unusual transparency is in order. Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. In looking back at our investigations into the mishandling or removal of classified information, we cannot find a case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts.
I am so shocked. I mean, it's an amazing coincidence, you guys. It's an amazing coincidence that today the president decides to hit the campaign trail for Hillary Clinton, right as the FBI goes out and says, you know, nobody's going to bring charges. They're not going to recommend charges. And there went the rest of everybody. I've heard everybody say, oh, James Comey, he's so ethical. Oh, that James Comey, all about the ethics. Oh, he's such a character. His ethics are just so resolute. Oh, that's a crock of crap. We know that's not true. So he says that they're not. First, he was going to make a statement and take off-camera questions from reporters. This, they're not going to recommend charges be brought. What is the point of laws? What is the point of having laws if the people who are at the top, when they break them, they never face any consequences? What is the entire point of having them? Because the people at the top get a pass. And then everyone scratches their head. And they say, I just don't understand, like, how this populism is so, like, popular right now. I don't understand, like, why people are so angry. Oh, you don't? You're not watching the news? Happy post-Independence Day. I'm Dana Lash. This is The Dana Show. And, of course, we're following this top story. This has been, I think James Comey is going to resign after this. Because now they're not going to have a criminal referral to the DOJ. We knew that that was, you know, the DOJ, if they weren't going to prosecute, Comey needed to stay. I think that he would resign, although there's been some argument that he's not going to, because then it would make it look as though it was really political. But really, I don't think that there's anything that he could do. It's a political move. This woman, remember, she said that she had zero emails that she sent or received, which were classified at the time. But Comey himself said that 110 emails, personal emails in 52 separate chains, were classified. 8 of them were top secret. 36 of them were secret. 8 of them were confidential. Now, how is it that no reasonable prosecutor would take the case when a ton of prosecutors wanted to take the case against Scooter Libby, which wasn't even this bad, or Petraeus, which wasn't even this bad? Their offenses were nowhere near what Hillary Clinton did. And remember, I'll bring this back. Remember why we're in this position in the first place, talking about this stupid server and all of these emails. Because we were trying to figure out what in the hell happened in Benghazi, and we needed to understand the discourse that was taking place at the State Department. And that is what led us to this point where they discovered, oh my gosh, there was a second server, there was a secret server, there were all of these unclassified emails that were shared. It was the investigation into Benghazi that led to this. There wasn't like all of a sudden, let's go look at the server. It's not, that's not how that worked. It led to this point. And they barred investigation at every turn. So now they're saying, well, no reasonable prosecutor is going to take this case, even though we know that hostile actors completely gained access to the server. We know that it had been hacked. We know she was completely, unbelievably, totally careless. We know that this was in violation of 18 U.S.C. 793. We know that they said, oh, it wasn't purposeful. And then we also understand, too, that, and this was from Chris Cizilla, that she had said zero emails she sent or received were classified at the time. But remember, the FBI, in their investigation, they found thousands of work-related emails that she had refused to turn over to the State Department. Thousands of work-related emails. And there was more than one server. So this, I mean, this, she had just met with the FBI to talk about this unauthorized email system. Just met. I'm just, you know, to me, it sounds, this is a joke. It is a joke, a total joke. And we're going to talk about this more because the president, he's going to go campaign for Hillary Clinton. And this needed to be taken care of before he was going to go on the campaign trail with her. I don't know if you've seen the pictures. There are already, he's using Air Force One, by the way, to go and campaign. We are paying for him to campaign for Hillary Clinton. The White House, according to The Hill, is defending using Air Force One for presidential travel to political events. The president is now campaigning for Hillary Clinton. They were both on the plane together, and we're paying for it. I want to reiterate, the White House says that they were following the rules, but the president and the Democrat nominee are flying together in Air Force One to campaign events for the Democrat nominee that we are all paying for. So you're paying, I'm paying, Kane's paying, everybody's paying for Hillary Clinton to fly to North Carolina where she's going to make her first joint campaign appearance. Everybody's on the hook for Hillary Clinton's travel. Everyone's on the hook except Hillary Clinton. It's a joke. It is an absolute joke. And they've completely written, National Review has a great piece, by the way. Andrew McCarthy discussed how the FBI completely rewrote federal law to let Hillary Clinton off the hook. She checked every damn box that was required for a felony violation. This is what she did was a felony. She ought to be in handcuffs. She should be in jail. But Democrats realize how unbelievably uncomfortable and how awkward it can be to run for president from a jail cell. So they decided to go ahead and clear her. Gross negligence. Gross negligence. There's no other way around it. No other way around it. So what, I ask again, what is the point of having laws? If the people who are at the top, when they violate them, there's no consequence. Let's go ahead and kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
Oh my gosh, everyone shed a tear for these precious, sweet little snowflakes, the Bernie Sanders delegates. They are shocked, according to the New York Post. They're shocked that they need cash for their DNC trip. Some of Bernie Sanders' 1,831 New York delegates can't scrape up enough cash to attend this month's DNC in Philly, so they've turned to crowdfunding websites to raise the cash. One, a 23-year-old delegate from the Upper West Side named Jessica Frisco says, quote, "The cost was definitely a surprise. People are freaking out. I just couldn't extricate my head from my backside fast enough to realize that I would have to have money to be able to go pay for myself to go to the DNC. I thought that everybody was sharing the wealth and that somebody would pay. I mean, seriously, they thought, what, that they would be paid for? $5,000 up to for travel expenses. Well, are you surprised? It's Sanders delegates. Moving on down the line. This is Huma Abedin admits that Hillary Clinton burned daily schedules. Hillary Clinton's closest aide revealed in a deposition last week that her boss destroyed at least some of her schedules as Secretary of State, something which could complicate matters for her further. But it doesn't matter because she's never going to be they're never going to get her on anything because she's a Clinton. That's how. Daily Mail reports how the Kennedy family had a 4th of July weekend celebration at their Cape Cod.
We now go live with Reading Colt 45's baseball with Kyle DeFore.
Welcome to Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460, bringing you Colt 45's baseball. Tonight, game one of a three-game series against the Signal Hill Oilers. First shot we've had at the Oilers this year. They're from down in the Long Beach area. Coming up to start a three-game set here, starting at 7:15 tonight. This portion of the game brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Turtle Bay is rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeets, Homeless Rock Stars. Visit TurtleBay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful? Our thanks to Turtle Bay for sponsoring all the pregame festivities here at Tiger Field. On the mound tonight for your hometown Reading Colt 45s is going to be left-hander Zach Morgan, making his second start of the year. He's come primarily out of the bullpen this year, but he'll be making the start tonight. Get you your starting defense for the 45s. It looks like this. DH tonight is going to be Ryan Torres-Torioka, your outfield from right to left. Going to be J.J. Hancock in right, Chandler Anderson in center, D.J. Porter in left. D.J. had the walk-off on Friday night with two outs in the bottom of the ninth, one of the games of the year so far. Infield looks like this. Catching tonight, Jonathan Alvarez out of Harris Stowe State. Sean Sutton at first, Noah Ferguson out of Redding, California at second. Shortstop is Mickey Meinhofer, and third base is Jake Taylor out of Seattle University. Leading off for Signal Hill, it's going to be Dominique Colaccio. He's the DH tonight. It'll be Colaccio, Castro, and Wilbur. Left-handed pitching at Morgan here. Deals to the right-hander. First pitch is high, 1-0. Morgan in the windup. Here's the 1-0. That ball is in there for a strike, 1-1 now. This is Morgan's sixth game. Second start. He's 1-1 so far on the campaign. 13.1 innings pitched thus far. Here's the 1-1. On the inside corner. Nice pitch. So outside corner with the fastball. Then right back on the inside corner. 1-2 now on Colaccio. Perfect day for baseball here. Come down and join us. It's the top of the first. At Tiger Field, just $5 a ticket. Best $5 you spend all summer long. 1-2, and that ball is off his fists, breaks his bat, and it's going to be right back to the pitcher. Morgan knocks it down and throws him out. 1-3 on the putout. There's one out. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage. Properties by Merit agent Mary McCurdy. Her goal is to help all clients with their real estate needs and find their dream home. Give her a call or go online at marymccurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings. Her number 949-1550. When you're ready to buy that house, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. For all your mortgage financing needs, 945-9660 for John Whitmarsh. At Access Mortgage, that's Access Mortgage and Properties by Merit. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on KCNR. First pitch is a strike here from Morgan. Second pitch just misses. 1-1 now. It's the left fielder, Steven Castro, as the Signal Hill Oilers here with a red, white, and blue striped uniform. Fitting on the day after the Independence Day holiday. That's a little flare down the right field line. It's going to get down. That's going to be a single there for Castro as he was jammed, just fought it off down the right field line, and put it about 20 feet out into right field for a single. So one out, runner on first now. Ground out and a single. That'll bring up Tyler Wilbur. He's the shortstop tonight. Morgan now in the stretch. First baseman Sutton holding on the runner. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. Ball very high up in his eyes, 1-0. It's the sign from Alvarez. Now he comes set. Here's the 1-0. That ball is fouled out of play back into the parking lot. One ball, one strike now. If you're just joining us, welcome to KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball. We're in the top of the first with a runner on first and one out. Had the NorCal Sports Hour here from 6 to 7. Got a chance to talk to Colt 45's lefty Seth Kanin out of Corona, California, about his time at Cal Baptist and playing here with the Colt 45s. Also talked a little big league baseball. Our thanks to Seth for being on the show today. That pitch inside now, 2-1. Morgan comes set. That ball is grounded to short. This could be 2-6-4. And unable to get it out of his glove there is Ferguson. So it'll be a 6-4 fielder's choice. Meinhoffer to Ferguson. And there's a runner at first now with two down. So Castro is erased. He's replaced at first by Wilbur. And here's Bobby Vasquez, the catcher and cleanup hitter for the Signal Hill Oilers. Due up in the bottom half for your hometown 45s is going to be Torres, Torioka, Hancock, and Taylor. Two outs and a runner on here in the first. Morgan gets him to fly to center. This should be playable. Now headed back. Still going back is Anderson. And making the play a few steps in front of the track. Nicely done. Good coverage there by the Utah Ute. We head to the bottom of the first of a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the first here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you Colt 45 Baseball here on KCNR 1460. Due up in the home half, it's the top of the lineup. Ryan Torres Torioka, your DH tonight. First time he's been in the DH spot this year. Then J.J. Hancock, the right fielder, will bat second. Third baseman Jake Taylor will bat third. Rest of your lineup looks like this. Sean Sutton at first base will hit cleanup. Chandler Anderson in the five hole at center field. DJ Porter in left batting sixth. Jonathan Alvarez in the squat tonight. Behind the plate batting seventh. Noah Ferguson at second base in the eight hole. And Mickey Meinhoffer, your shortstop, batting ninth. So here's Torres Torioka batting right-handed against left-handed starter Keaton Friere for Signal Hill. Torres Torioka will lead off out of Honolulu, Hawaii. First pitch is in there for a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. A big aloha to all of our listeners out there on KCNR1460.com on the islands, listening to Hawaii Pacific's Ryan Torres Torioka, your DH tonight. Take one in the dirt, one ball, one strike. He's been a revelation on the field and in the base paths. Also hit a home run the other night, was our co-player of the game on one of the games this weekend. He's been a mainstay at the top of the lineup for the 45s all season long. That's a chopper to the left side, foul down the third base line. 1-2 now. Torioka comes into the game hitting 308, one home run, 10 RBI in 15 games. He's also scored 16 runs in those 15 games. 9 walks and 16 hits. He's been on base early and often. That ball outside, 2-2 now. Left-handed hitting Hancock on deck. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Frieri. That's a breaking ball, curveball down in the dirt. The old 58-footer in front of the plate, 3-2 now. We're in the bottom of the first. Come down and join us at Tiger Field here. It's just $5 a ticket, every seat in the shade. Payoff pitch here to Torres Torioka. Grounds it foul. Out of play and into the seats here. Count remains full. Shadow is creeping across the infield here. Slight advantage for the pitcher going from light to shadow. Another full count pitch forthcoming. Down in the dirt and an easy take for Torres Torioka. He walks to lead off the bottom of the first. That'll ring up Hancock. Hancock hitting 321. One home run and 15 RBI in 13 games. He's also scored 13 runs. Left-handed hitting right fielder out of Washington State, native of Kennewick, Washington. Plays his college ball up in Pullman up there. Runner at first is Torres Torioka. First pitch is outside, 1-0. Torres Torioka being held on at first. Big hole on the right side for the left-handed hitting Hancock. Middle infielders at double play depth. There's the 1-0 from the lefty Frieri, and now he's going to throw over to first. Check Torioka. He's back easily. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage. Agent Mary McCurdy. Check out her website at marymccurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings or give her a call at 949-1550. Have her help you find her your dream home. This ball down in the dirt, 2-0 now. And John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage, once you've found that home for all your mortgage needs, 945-9660. That's John Whitmarsh and Access Mortgage. Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. 2-0 pitch here forthcoming to Hancock. He kicks and fires. Shows bunt. That one's outside. It's now 3-0. So a leadoff walk to Torioka with a full count, and now a 3-0 count on Hancock as the 45s looking to get on the board here early. They won 2-0 last night, 4-0 on Sunday night behind two great pitching performances. That's a called strike there, 3-1 now. Last night, our player of the game, Brandon Lupton, went 7 shutout innings. And the night before, Kyle Martin did the same, 7 shutout innings en route to a 3-game sweep over the visiting Humboldt B-52s. 3-ball, 1-strike count now. Here's Frieri. He kicks and fires. Runner goes from first, and it's fouled back out of play over our heads here in the booth. Full count now. So first two hitters go to a full count here on Frieri. A lefty with a high 3/4 release. Big leg kick. Probably 6 foot or 6'1 by the looks of him. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Torioka goes again, and that ball's outside. So two consecutive full-count walks to start the first here, and that's going to bring up Jake Taylor. Taylor leading the team in hitting with a sparkling .469 batting average, 15 hits and 32 at-bats, including 3 home runs and 13 RBI, second on the team in home runs. 3 home runs in just 11 games. He came to us about the third week of the season and immediately started hitting and has not stopped since. He's drawn 8 walks, 15 hits, and on base percentage well over 500. and 7 extra base hits, 4 doubles, and 3 home runs so far. Against just 7 strikeouts total. So an absolutely stellar start here to the first half of the season for Jake Taylor, and he's in the 3-hole tonight. In an RBI chance here in the top of the first. Nobody out. Runners on first and second after consecutive walks to Torres, Torioka, and Hancock. Ferrari gets the sign. Now he's in the stretch. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat, and now he's going to step off and look Torioka back to second. Great crowd here last night for the 4th of July festivities. $5 got you a ticket to the game and the fireworks. As hundreds here last night were able to watch the game and then watch the fireworks from the field. Now we're going to have a throw back to second, and Torres Torioka dives back in. Second baseman snuck in there behind him, but he's back. Taylor patiently waiting the first pitch of the at-bat here. Here's the pitch. Torres Torioka heads for third. That ball is flied into center, and he's going to have to run back to all the way to second. Hanging up now and taking it is the center fielder. So a great jump there by Torres Torioka. Looked like a hit and a run, possibly. But Taylor flies out to center on a can of corn. First and second now with one out. Score that one a fly out to number 8 if you're scoring at home. That'll bring up Sutton, the lefty. Sutton not in the lineup last night, but he went 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a walk in the 2-0 win on Sunday. And now I've got a conversation here between the manager for Signal Hill and the umpire. Not sure exactly what's being discussed. He's pointing out towards second base, probably something to do with Torres Torioka tagging. But nonetheless, conversation reaches its conclusion. Now the umpire is having a word. Runners on first and second here, one out. Cleanup hitter Sean Sutton. He's hitting .323 with 6 RBI in 10 games. 10 for 31, 2 of his 10 hits for extra bases, 2 doubles. Also drawn 7 walks, showing good play discipline here. So Taylor and Sutton, the 3 and 4 hitters in the lineup, both from Seattle University this evening. Sutton's going to try and pick up the RBI at second. That ball is driven to left field, sinking fast. It looks like it's going to get down. That's going to be a base hit. It will get down. Torres Torioka was halfway. He's going to score from second. Holding up at second is Hancock, and it's 1-0. So Sutton places one perfectly down the left field line. A long way to go get it was the Signal Hill left fielder Castro, and he's not able to get there. So Sutton with an RBI single. First and second now with one down. Here's Chandler Anderson in a 1-0 ball game. Anderson hitting a stellar .366 with 9 RBI in just 11 games. First pitch, a swing and a miss on the outside corner from Frieri. 0-1. On deck, D.J. Porter, the left fielder. Here's the 0-1 to Anderson. That's a ground ball to short. Second and first for the double play. They got him. 6-4-3 on the double play, and that'll end the inning for the 45s. One run home on an RBI single by Sean Sutton. We head to the top of the second. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's Baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
The construction sale continues this month at Redding Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Redding. Come take a look at what Redding Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Redding Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing? They have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins? Their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness? Redding Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Redding Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here at Tiger Field. 1-0 Redding Colt 45s over the visiting Signal Hill Oilers. This is game one of a three-game series. Left-hander Zach Morgan out of Simpson University is getting ready to start his second inning of work here. He's going to face the 5-6-7 hitters for the Oilers. Trevor Steinman will lead off. He'll be followed by Reese Berberet and Justin Milano. That first pitch is flied out to center. Anderson drifts a couple steps to his left, and he'll take it easily. One pitch, one out here for Zach Morgan. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage. Mary McCurdy at Properties by Merit. MaryMcCurdy.com has many of her exclusive listings. Give her a call, 949-1550. She's passionate about working with her clients from start to finish and helping them find their dream home. My first pitch there from Morgan is a ball, 1-0. And once you find that dream home, John Whitmer from Access Mortgage for all your mortgage financing needs, 945-9660. That's Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. That ball lifted out of play down the left field line, foul by Berberet. Berberet, the third baseman here, with a 1-1 count. Morgan in the windup, he fires. That ball is in there for a strike. Nice pitch, 1-2. Looked like a changeup on the outside corner. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And a breaking ball stays high, 2-2 now. One out, nobody on here for the third baseman for Signal Hill. He watches one outside now, 3-2, full count pitch here. Coming up from Morgan. The 3-2, that ball is very high, easy take there. And a walk with one out. So one out, runner on first now. That'll bring up Milano. Milano, the right fielder. He steps in here with one out now and runner on first. Sutton holding in the runner on. First pitch in there for a strike at the knees, 0-1. Good pitch by Morgan. Comes set now, ready again. Here's the 1-0, or the 0-1. That one down in the dirt, 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner on first. 1-0, 45's in the top of the second. Throw over to first by Morgan, and he's back. Come down and join us. Just in the top of the second here, $5 a ticket at Tiger Field, every seat in the shade. We're enjoying game one of a three-game series here against the visiting Signal Hill Oilers from the Long Beach area. That's a line drive to left. That's a single. Porter up to take it, and the runner will hold at second. So first and second now with one down. Second hit of the ball game for the Oilers. That's Milano. Credit him with a single. To second base goes Berberet. Here's first baseman Dominic Maxey, number 44. And if he wasn't a first baseman, he could probably play outside linebacker. Very big first baseman here for the Signal Hill Oilers. Morgan kicks and fires. First pitch high, right about at the letters, but did not get the call. 1-0. Runners on first and second now with one down. Taylor looking to roll a double play ball here. Here's the 1-0. That ball also very high. 2-0. Great day for baseball here at Tiger Field. Not a cloud in the sky. Nice breeze coming in. Not too hot. Here's the 2-0 for Morgan. It's a foul ball back to the screen. Looked like it caught Alvarez on either the glove, the mask, or both, but he shakes it off and gets right back in there. 2-1 now. On deck, the number 9 hitter and center fielder, Michael Capocciano. Morgan comes set now. He's ready with the 2-1. That ball is popped up on the infield. Should be playable there. Sutton calling for it. Now it's Ferguson calling him off at second base, and he will take it. So a pop out on a 2-1 count there by the first baseman, Maxey. Scored a pop out to number 2. Pardon me, pop out to number 4. And here's Capocciano. The center fielder comes up with runners on first and second, 2 down. Called strike there on 0-1. Fastball in the outside corner. Gets you some scores from around the league here. Cincinnati over the Cubs 9-5. Milwaukee over Washington 5-2. Philadelphia over Atlanta 5-1. That's a called strike there. 0-2 now. Royals fall to the Blue Jays 8-3. Marlins over the Mets 5-2. Cleveland beats Detroit 12-1. Angels over the Rays 13-5. All the rest of the game is still in action. That's a foul ball back to the screen on 0-2. Capocciano stays alive for at least one more pitch. Morgan in strikeout mode here. 0-2 count. 2 down with runners on first and second. It's a sign from his catcher Alvarez. Now he comes set. Checks the runner at second. Here's the pitch. The ball is fly to left, very high. Porter drifting back. He's going to take it a few steps in front of the warning track. And that'll end the inning. So two men stranded. We head to the bottom of the second. 1-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball. KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second here at Tiger Field, DJ Porter getting ready to lead off for your hometown Colt 45's. 1-0 Reading on the strength of an RBI single by Sean Sutton in the first. It's going to be the 6-7-8 hitters, Porter, Jonathan Alvarez, and Noah Ferguson here in the bottom of the second. First pitch there to Porter is a strike, 0-1. Wasting no time. Frieri right back in there. And that's a ground ball up the middle. going to be taken at second base. Long throw, and they got him. Very close play. Looked like Porter might have beat that one out. Fans here don't like the call. But Porter is retired 4-3. Nice play by the second baseman for the Signal Hill Oilers there. Trevor Steinman. So here's Jonathan Alvarez. Hitting .314 with two home runs and 14 RBI in just 12 games. Averaging more than a run batted in per game. First pitch is a strike there. Second pitch also in there for a strike, so a quick 0-2. Two fastballs on the outside corner. That one misses outside now, 1-2. That ball's down in the dirt now, 2-2. Alvarez, as I mentioned, two home runs, 14 RBI. He's also drawn eight walks in just 12 games. He had one game where he had a home run, and then they walked him every single time after that. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. They struck him out on a fastball low and in. Tough pitch there from Frieri. Two down. That'll bring up Noah Ferguson. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Merritt. Mary McCurdy's goal to help all of her clients with their real estate needs and find their dream home. Check out MaryMcCurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings or give her a call at 949-1550. And once you've found that dream home, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage for all your mortgage financing needs, 945-9660. That's Properties by Merritt and Access Mortgage. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. Ferguson fouls the first pitch of the at-bat back out of play, 0-1. And he watches one high, 1-1 now. Two out, nobody on here for Noah Ferguson, former Shasta Wolf. Mickey Meinhofer on deck. He would bat next should Ferguson reach here. The 1-1. That's a slider in an inside corner. Ferguson turned away, but it's called strike nonetheless. 1-2 now. Into the windup he fires. That's a good take there by Ferguson as a changeup down in the dirt. Looked good till about 10 feet away from the plate when it started falling off the table. Two balls, two strikes, two outs now. The 2-2. Another curveball down in the dirt. That one bounces in front of the plate. Full count now. 45's worked two full count walks to lead off the first. Torres Torioka eventually came around to score on the single by Sean Sutton to make it 1-0. That's where we stand right now. Here's the payoff pitch. And Ferguson watches it inside. So Noah Ferguson draws a walk. He's on first now with two down. So here's Meinhofer out of El Dorado Hills, California in the Sacramento area. Plays his college ball at Regis University. And we've had a lot of fun watching all the infielders for the 45s put together some nice defensive plays. Meinhofer, no exception. We've seen him flash that arm more than once. He takes one down in the dirt here, 1-0. Runner on first with two down. That ball is hit to left field and deep. That ball is back. Way back. It is out of here. Mickey Meinhofer with his first home run of the year. Touches them all here for a two-run shot. And that one got out of here in a hurry. About a third of the way up the netting in left field here. A no doubt about it shot. And a line drive for the Regis University shortstop. His first home run of the year. Fourth and fifth RBI. And it's 3-0 Redding here. Got a pitch he could handle and did not miss it. Here's Torres Torioka. Drew a walk and scored the first run of the ball game in the top of the first. So with two outs and nobody on, Ferguson draws a walk. Meinhofer goes yard. And it's all of a sudden, it's 3-0. And we're back to the top of the lineup here with two down and nobody on. Swing and a miss. Good slider down in the dirt there from Frieri. 1-1 now. Twenty-second home run of the year for the Reading Colt 45s. And they've gotten it dispersed quite a bit. Nobody has more than seven. That's Ryan Williams. 2-1. Ball high. 3-1 now is Torres Torioka. One pitch away from drawing another walk here. They've been patient here in the early going, getting a lot of pitches out of the Signal Hill starter, Keaton Frieri. Here's the 3-1. That's in there for a strike, and it's full count now. This is game number 27 out of 45 on the season. We've got all of them for you here on KCNR 1460. Full count pitch. And they called him out on strikes. Fastball at the knees looked a little bit low, but it's called third strike. And Torioka will be the final out of the inning. Two runs home on the two-run shot by Mickey Meinhofer. Make it 3-0 Reading. We head to the top of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the lineup here for the visiting Signal Hill Oilers. It's going to be Dominique Colaccio. He grounded out his first time up. Colaccio, Castro, Wilbur here for the visitors. Against left-hander Zach Morgan. Starting his third inning work here. He's staked to a 3-0 lead. One run in the first, two runs in the second for your hometown 45s. That ball's outside now 2-0. Morgan making just his second start of the year. He's been primarily out of the bullpen, but getting the start tonight for Greg Cataray's Reading Colt 45s, the 2-0, outside 3-0 now. Already some activity down in the Signal Hill bullpen. The 45s have scored in each of the first two innings. Two-run shot by Mickey Meinhofer last inning, his first of the season. Here's the 3-0. That ball misses in a four-pitch walk here to the leadoff man, Colaccio. Here's Steven Castro. He singled in the first. So Morgan, who's looked more comfortable tonight in the stretch than in the windup, will be back in the stretch now with a runner on first, nobody out. Castro, the left fielder. Right-handed hitter. Watches one in the dirt, 1-0 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage. John Whitmore from Access Mortgage at 945-9660. For all your mortgage financing needs, let them help you find your dream home. Mary McCurdy and MaryMcCurdy.com for all of her exclusive listings. Give her a call at 949-1550. and have her help you find your dream home and have John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage help get you in it. Access Mortgage and Properties by Merit, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on the radio. One ball, one strike now here on Castro. That's a ground ball to second. Ferguson going to his left. Only play is going to be at first. 4-3 on the putout. Colaccio moves up to second with one down now. And here's Wilbur. Tyler Wilbur hit a ground ball to short. Ended up being a fielder's choice. 0-1. One down, runner on second. Colt 45's stake to a 3-0 lead here. Behind Zach Morgan. Ferguson shading toward the bag at second. That's a foul ball. Back to the screen there. Great day for baseball here. Plenty of seats still in the shade. We're in just the top of the third. Reading leading 3-0. This is game one of a three-game series. Game eight of 13 in 13 nights. Got a game every night from now through Sunday night. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. We've got every game for you here right on KCNR 1460 and streaming live at KCNR1460.com. One ball, one strike now. That's a foul ball as he swung at one below the knees. Sent it out into the right field parking lot. 1-2 now. Alvarez wants to have a word with Morgan out of the mound. Your infield defense looks like this. Jake Taylor at third, Meinhofer at short, Noah Ferguson at second, and Sean Sutton at first. Jonathan Alvarez at Aristo State near St. Louis in the squat tonight for Zach Morgan, the lefty. Porter, Anderson, and Hancock left to right. Here's the 1-2. Now it's going to be a fake back towards second by Morgan. No throw. We'll line up and do it again. Gets the sign now from Alvarez. Comes set. Checks the runner at second. Here's the 1-2. Very high on the fastball. Might have tried to add a little bit to that one. Up around the shoulders. 2-2 now. Wilbur, a good-sized guy for a shortstop. Well over 6 feet. Waiting for a 2-2 here. Here it is. That ball is grounded back up the middle. The glance is off the glove of the pitcher, Morgan, right to Torioka. Fortunate bounce there for the 45s as Torioka sticking with the play. Pardon me, that's Ferguson out at second. Nice play by Noah Ferguson. Score that 1-4-3 on the putout. Two down now. Heading to third there was Colaccio, so runner on third with two down. And the cleanup hitter, Vasquez, who flied out to center his first time, comes up in an RBI spot here, trying to cut into this 3-0 lead for your hometown Reading Colt 45s. Man on third with two down. Morgan now comes set. First pitch of the at-bat is a curveball down and in towards his back foot. Does not offer. 1-0. Here's the 1-0 from Morgan. The ball's down and away. 2-0 now. Morgan taking his time. Now he's got the sign. He's ready. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That's a fastball in there for a strike. 2-1 now. I mentioned 13 games in 13 nights. This is game number 8. We've got a game every night through Sunday, all of them 7:15 start times, with the exception of Sunday the 10th, which starts at 6 o'clock. And he missed there, 3-1, very close on the outside corner. And on July 11th, 12th, and 13th, get your young ones signed up for the Reading Colt 45 Summer Youth Baseball Camp. Had one in June the 13th, 14th, and 15th. You can get more info on ReadingColt45s.com. Swing and a miss there on a 3-1 fastball. A challenge fastball, and he blew it right by him. Full count now with two down. You can follow the Reading Colt 45s at Twitter at @ReadingColt45. That's @ReadingColt45s. or on Facebook. Just search Redding Colt 45s. Stepping out now is Vasquez. Now he's back in there ready to go. Here's another full count pitch coming from Morgan. He kicks and fires very high, and he walked him. Second walk of the inning here, and it's runners on first and third now. That'll bring up the number five hitter, Trevor Steinman, the second baseman. Flew out to center his first time, 0-for-1. Of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the biggest sports story of the day, week, month, year, possibly. Kevin Durant going to the Golden State Warriors, the fearsome foursome. Also heard them called the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Fantastic Four, although that one's not that original. How lucky to be the fifth guy on that team. You don't even have to shoot. That could be good or bad, depending on what kind of player you are. Here's the 0-1, and that's a breaking ball, 1-1 here. David West signing a one-year minimum deal. He played with the Spurs last year, as did Zaza Pachulia, who signed a one-year $2.9 million deal to replace Bogut and Azili, who are now gone. Here's the 1-1 from Morgan. Runner goes from first. That ball is fouled out of play. One ball, two strikes now on Steinman. Everybody in the shadows now, with the exception of center fielder Chandler Anderson. 1-2 now. Down in the dirt. That one kicks off of Alvarez. Here comes the runner to home, and he's going to be safe. As Morgan tried to catch it and slide and slap the tag all at once, and it glanced off his glove. So one run home here on the pass ball. Colaccio scores. It's 3-1 now. Vasquez moves up to second. So runner on second now with two down. Two balls, two strikes. Morgan gets the sign, now he's ready. Here's the 2-2. It's a ground ball to short. Meinhofer takes it on the big hop, and that'll end the inning. But one run home makes it 3-1, Redding. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the third here, 3-1 Redding. It's going to be your 2-3-4 hitters, Hancock, Taylor, and Sutton. Sutton had an RBI single his first time up in the first. They're going to be doing it against lefty Keaton Frieri for the Signal Hill Oilers. This is game one of a three-game series. We'll play three against Signal Hill. And then we welcome in the Fairfield Indians, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A game every night through next Sunday. Part of our 13 games in 13 nights. This is game number 8. First pitch is a slider that stays high to Hancock, 1-0. Frieri in the windup. That's fastball down low, 2-0 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Merit and agent Mary McCurdy. Her goal to help all of her clients with their real estate needs and find their dream home. She's passionate about working with her clients from start to finish. Check out her website at marymccurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings. Or call 949-1550. Two balls, no strikes here on Hancock. John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage, 945-9660. For all your mortgage financing needs, let Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage put you and your dream home. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on the radio. And now a four-pitch walk here to Hancock to start the inning. That'll bring up Taylor. He flew out to center his first time. 0-1. It'll be Hancock, Taylor, then Sutton. Chandler Anderson would clean up. Big lead at first over there by Hancock. Being held on. Big hole on the right side. That ball down in the dirt to Taylor. 1-0. That ball misses as well, 2-0 now. Taylor hitting .455 with three home runs, second on the team in home runs, first in hitting. And in just 11 games, he's got 13 RBI. Got a runner on first here with nobody out. It's J.J. Hancock in the bottom of the third. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And a throw over to first. Hancock is back. Taylor now back in the box. Frieri comes set, checks the runner. Here's the 2-0. And that's a fastball at the knees. 2-1 now. We'll see if they want to put Hancock in motion here with a 2-1 count. Nobody out. He does not go. That's in there for a strike now. 2-2. Your National League All-Star Game 1 week from tonight. Buster Posey is going to be the starting catcher for the National League squad. A really strong last 5 or 6 weeks. Helped him surpass Yadier Molina of the St. Louis Cardinals in the boat totals. Hitting .291 with 10 home runs and 40 RBI coming into play tonight. Stealing was Hancock. That ball is fouled back by Taylor. Count remains 2-2. Rest of your National League starters, mostly Cubs. There's one Nat, one Met, and one Giant in the starting lineup and five Chicago Cubs. I guess they didn't check to see who actually has the most wins in the Major League this year. Here's the 2-2. That ball is popped up into shallow right field. Out there is the second baseman now being called off by the right fielder who will make the play. That's Milano out there for Signal Hill, and that's first out of the inning. Score to fly out to number 9 for Jake Taylor. So here's Sutton. RBI single down the left field line. His first time up to open the scoring, 1-for-1. Sutton hitting .344 overall. Had a great last week. That ball misses low. 1-for-2 with a walk on Sunday. 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI on Friday. Pardon me, Saturday. Here's the 1-0 pitch now. That ball is high. 2-0 now. He's got a good hitter's count here in the driver's seat. 2-0. Hancock with a good size lead off first. Second baseman shading toward the back. Big hole on the right side for the left-handed hitting Sutton. The 2-0. That's a line drive over the first baseman that actually glanced off the top of his glove. It's down the right field line. Sutton's going to hold it first as the throw comes into second. Hancock reaches third with no throw. And a solid single there. Sutton now 2-for-2 tonight. Hit a flare down the left field line almost off the end of the bat. Last time got an RBI. This one smoked right over the head of the first baseman. That'll bring up Chandler Anderson in a good RBI spot here. Anderson with runners at first and third now. With one out. He's hitting .357 on the season. Watches one in the dirt. 1-0 here. That ball is hit very high into shallow center field. Not going to be deep enough to tag at third for Hancock. He's going to bluff anyway and force a throw, but that'll be the second out of the inning. So frustrating at bat there for Anderson. He flies out to center. That'll bring up DJ Porter, 0-for-1. Had a ground ball up the middle that the second baseman had to go a long way to get. A very close play at first, but he was called out. He comes up here with an RBI spot. First and third with two down, 3-1, 45s. First pitch very high, 1-0. DJ had the walk-off hit in what was the at-bat of the year on Friday night. 45s down to their last out, down to their last strike. He fought off numerous tough two-out pitches, or two-strike pitches, I should say, before launching a flare into center field that drove home two to win the game. 45's walk-off victory. What is it about Friday night games? They're always nail-biters. We won 13-12 the Friday before and came back twice in that game. But DJ with the big hit of the night against the Reading Tigers on Friday. It's 2-0 now. That ball is driven deep to left center field. Going back. This ball is way back. It is off the wall. Two runs will score. Porter cruises into second. And he just missed a home run to the deep part of the field in left center. A two-run double. Stay hot, DJ Porter. And it's 5-1 Reading. Clutch two-out RBI there for the Cal Baptist left fielder. Had a chance to talk to Cal Baptist Seth Kinnean during the NorCal Sports Hour at 6 o'clock before the game here. And all three Cal Baptist players, Ryan Williams, DJ Porter, and Seth Kinnean, contributing in a big way here. Porter with a two-run double here tonight. He's 1-for-2 now. He's at second now with two down, 45s looking for more. Here's Jonathan Alvarez. The catcher, he struck out his first time. That's a line drive into center field. That's going to get down. We might have a play at the plate. Porter, here comes the throw. He is saved. RBI single up the middle for Porter. For Alvarez, he cruises into second on the throw home. RBI for Alvarez is now 6-1. And the 45s, with the offense in full effect tonight, winning 2-0 last night, 4-0 on Sunday night. They've already got as many runs as they've gotten both of those games combined here. We're in the bottom of the third with two outs. So one in the first, two in the second, three in the third. And if you're starting pitcher Zach Morgan, you got to like how things are going tonight. Every time he goes out there for another half inning and the lead gets bigger. Two outs now, Alvarez at second. There's Ferguson. He hits a ball deep to left center field. That ball is back. It's going to get over his head. Another extra base hit. Ferguson's going to have a double. Now shot into the gap over the center fielder's head there for Noah Ferguson. Three straight hits for the 45s here. Double, single, double. It's 7-1. And they figured something out here on the left-handed starter Freire. He has three well-hit balls. Porter nearly went yard. to the deep part of the field in left center. Then Alvarez with a line drive right up the middle. Scored Porter. And then Ferguson hit one to the wall on a bounce. Almost the same spot to where Porter hit one two batters before. So here's Meinhofer. The number nine hitter. He homered his first time up in the third. A two-run shot in the second inning, 7-1-45s as they put up a four spot here in the third. Looking for more. Here's the first pitch to Meinhofer. That ball is just a bit low, 1-0. We're going to go ahead and make that home run by Mickey Meinhofer in the second hour. Kia drive of the game. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s on KCNR. That's a line drive up the middle, and Meinhofer, oh, a diving play there at short. What a beautiful play out there by the shortstop. That's Tyler Wilbur. He robbed him of a hit. Tough break there for Meinhofer as he squared that one up. A one-hopper diving to his left and throwing him out 6-3 on the putout. But four runs home here for Redding. 7-1, Colt 45s. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Redding Zone Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Zach Morgan getting ready to start the top of the fourth here. As I mentioned last inning, every time he comes out for the half inning, the lead gets bigger. It's now 7-1. 45s with one in the first, two in the second, and four in the third. First pitch here is low. 1-0 to Reese Berberet, the third baseman. Fouled back. That one's off the mask of Jonathan Alvarez behind the plate. 0-2 here. Or rather, 1-1, pardon me. It's going to be Berberet, Milano, and Maxey. 6-7-8 hitters for Signal Hill. This is game one of a three-game series. We'll play two more against these Signal Hill Oilers. That one misses 2-1 now. Then we welcome in the Fairfield Indians Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All games 7 p.m. start time with the exception of Sunday, which is 6 p.m. There's the 2-1 here for Morgan. That ball was popped up very high. Might be back towards us here. Alvarez is going to have a play on it, and no, it's going to kick off the netting there. Tough play. 2-2 now. Too early to tell baseball-wise about Signal Hill here, but if we were playing a football game, I think they'd win because, my God, they got some big players on this team. Berberet, well over 6 foot on the north side of 200. That's a ground ball towards second base. Taking it there is Ferguson on the big hop. Routine 4-3 put out, one down. That'll bring up Milano. He singled his first time up. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Merit and agent Mary McCurdy. Her goal is to help all of her clients with their real estate needs and find their dream home. She's passionate about working with the clients from start to finish. Check out her website at marymccurdy.com to see more of her exclusive listings or call her at 949-1550. And when it's time to put the mortgage process together, call John Whitmarsh at Access Mortgage 945 Nine six 860 for all your mortgage financing needs. Let Properties by Meriden Access Mortgage put you in your dream home. Proud sponsor of the Colt 45s here on the radio. First pitch there for Morgan is down low. 1-0. Second pitch here to Justin Milano. Just misses. 2-0 now. One out, nobody on here in the fourth. That ball is down in the dirt. 3-0 now. 45s brought their bats here tonight. They lead 7-1 in the top of the fourth in support of lefty Zach Morgan out of Simpson University. That's in there first. Drag 3-1. And it's only through a really nice defensive play that they even got out of that third inning at all. A third out of the inning was a screamer. That's a little tapper down the third baseline, and you couldn't bunt it any better than that. That's an infield single. A swinging bunt there. Went about 75 feet down the line. They waited for it to go foul, and it just never did. So one out, infield single. Looks like a line driving the box score tomorrow. For Justin Milano, here's Dominic Maxey. Another linebacker-looking hitter here for the Signal Hill Oilers. With Milano at first, there's one out. Morgan in the stretch, kicks and fires. That one's high, 1-0. Mention your All-Star teams have been selected for the All-Star game a week from tonight. And it might as well be the Cubs versus the Red Sox since they dominate each of their respective teams' lineups. Literally five Cubs have been voted to start the National League All-Star game at first, second, third, short, and center field. So literally the entire infield is the Chicago Cubs with the exception of Buster Posey as the catcher. That's a line drive right to second. Taking out one hop is Ferguson. 4-6-3. Easy double play. Once he made the nice scoop on the short hop, Ferguson with a good look there. 4-6-3, double play ends the inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth, 7-1 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Uncle Bob, what do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fourth here. It's going to be the top of the lineup for your Reading Colt 45s. They sent eight men to the plate in that third inning, scoring four runs on four hits. Score is 7-1. Your hometown 45s in the lead over the visiting Signal Hill Oilers. This is game one of a three-game series. We'll do it again the next two nights at 7:15 right here on KCNR. It's going to be Torres Torioka, J.J. Hancock, and Jake Taylor. Torres Torioka is going to bat right-handed here against the right-handed hitter, or right-handed pitcher. New pitcher here for the Oilers. We'll get you that information as it becomes available. We've seen Torres Torioka switch hit. He mentioned it in an interview we did earlier this season that he'd only been switch hitting for about a month. But he's going to bat right-handed here against the righty. That ball is high. 2-0 now. As that one's also up around the shoulders. Here's the 3-0 to Ryan Torres Torioka. Happens in there for a... No, that one misses high as well. So a four-pitch walk. Second walk of the game here for Torres Torioka. This one also leading off the inning. He led off the game and scored in the first. Here's J.J. Hancock. He's walked twice. So in five plate appearances for the first two men in the lineup, already four walks. Table setters doing their job here. And the guys in the middle, especially toward the end of the lineup, really knocking them home. So far here tonight, 7-1. That one misses high. Your new pitcher for the Signal Hill Oilers is Justin Sanguin. Or Seguin. Saquin. We'll just call him Justin. Number 19, a right-hander. 1-1 count here now on the left-handed hitting Hancock. He fouls that one off to the side. Playable in foul territory? No. It'll be 1-2 here. So just three innings for the starter. Keaton Frieri ends up with three innings and seven runs, so a forgettable night for the Signal Hill starter. Saquin here with a 1-2. That's a grounder up the middle. That's going to be a diving stop there at second. No play, though, as hustling down the line was Torres Torioka, so no play at second. Hancock, with good speed as well, beats it out at first, so that's going to be an infield single. So a walk and an infield single have runners on first and second here for Jake Taylor. He's flown out twice, hitting in the three-hole for the first time this season. He's been a revelation offensively, leading the team in hitting. First pitch is in there for a strike on the outside corner. 0-1. It'll be Taylor, then Sutton. Nobody out here. Runners on first and second. 45's leading 7-1, trying to blow this one open. Bluff back to second base, and Torres Torioka retreats to the bag. Saquin here for the 0-1. He kicks and fires. That hit him, so a breaking ball. Looked like a curve ball that got away from him a little bit. Must have nicked him on the arm. Looked like it just slipped out of his hand, so that's going to be a hit by pitch on Taylor. He reaches for the first time tonight, and now the bases are loaded. So Sutton going to come up and hit now. The base is loaded. Nobody out. 45 is with a walk, an infield hit, and a hit by pitch. Haven't gotten the ball out of the infield here, and they've got the bases loaded. Sutton's already 2-for-2. Had an RBI single in the first and roped a single down the line and right. Just off the glove of the first baseman. It had some hair on it. Torioka at third. Hancock at second. Taylor at first. That's a line drive deep to left field. It's going to be playable here. Tagging at third is Torres Torioka's second at bat of the night, or second RBI of the night, I should say, for Sutton. And on one pitch, he gets the sack fly. Two RBI now. Torioka scores. Everybody else stays put. So Hancock's at second. Taylor's at first. It's 8-1 now. And that'll bring up Chandler Anderson. Anderson in an RBI spot here with a man on second. One down. Taylor also on first. 8-1 already. One down here. That's a ball outside. Saquin now comes set. He's ready with the 1-0. That's a hard ground ball to third. Tags the bag. And throws over to first. It's in the dirt and scooped over there. That'll be a double play. Nicely done by the third baseman for Signal Hill there. Reese Berberet Score that a 5-3 double play. That'll end the inning. But one more run here makes it 8-1 Reading. We head to the top of the fifth now. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Speet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
The construction sale continues this month at Reading Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Reading. Come take a look at what Reading Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Reading Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing? They have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins? Their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness? Reading Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Reading Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
8-1 here in the top of the fifth. Zach Morgan has given up just one run through four innings. He gets ready to start his fifth inning of work here. First pitch is a strike there to the shortstop and number nine hitter for Signal Hill, Michael Capociano. He's flown out to left his first time, 0-1. It'll be the 9-1-2 hitters here for the Oilers. That one misses outside, 2-1 now. Colaccio and Castro will follow. Capociano here is the beer batter. That's a pop-up on the infield. Should be playable there for Taylor at third. He comes in a couple steps on the grass, and he takes it for the first out of the inning. Pop out to number five. So the beer batter does not get everybody a discount on beer here tonight, at least not this inning. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage. John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage for all your mortgage financing needs. 945-9660. And Mary McCurdy, MaryMcCurdy.com for many of her exclusive listings. And 949-1550 to get a hold of Mary. That's Access Mortgage and Properties by Merit, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s. Have them help you get in your dream home. First pitch is a curveball that misses there. 1-0. To the leadoff hitter, Colaccio, he grounded out his first time, then drew a walk and scored the lone run of the game for Signal Hill in the third, 0-1. Swings at one down below the zone and fouls it off there, 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out, nobody on. Morgan with a comfortable 8-1 lead. 45s have scored at least one run in every inning, including a four spot in the third, and two in the second on a two-run homer by Mickey Meinhofer. Here's the 1-1. That's a line drive right at Sean Sutton at first. Didn't even have to move. Just put his glove up about 2 feet to the right of his face. Caught that one in self-defense. So a line out. Always frustrating as a hitter when you put the ball on the bat or the bat on the ball like that and hit it right at somebody, but he's out. Line out to number three. Two down now for Castro. Castro singled in the first, then grounded out to second in the third. He's 1-for-2. Pardon me, we've got a pinch hitter here. It's going to be number eight. It's going to be Fish. Don't have a first name for you there. Apologies. So hope Castro is all right as he exits in the fourth. And Fish, another good-sized player here on Signal Hill. If they challenge us to a football game afterward, I think we should decline. 0-2 now as he swings and fouls that one off. No balls, two strikes here. Morgan in the driver's seat. Gets a sign from Alvarez. He winds and fires. with a hard hit ground ball diving as Taylor at third. It's going to get through for a single. So an 0-2 pitch is singled to left there by Fish. He's one for one tonight in relief of Castro, who started the game and went one for two. That'll bring up Tyler Wilbur. He's the shortstop tonight. He's grounded out twice. That one misses 1-0 here. Morgan gets the sign from Alvarez, checks the runner at first. Here's the 1-0. Runner goes from first. That's a throw down to second, and he stole it. Credit a stolen base to Fish there. So runner on second now with two down, and Morgan just going to focus on the hitter here. Just past 8:35 here. We're in the top of the fifth. That's a ball down in the dirt. 3-0 now on the number three hitter. Vasquez would be next. He's flown out and walked 0-for-1. Vasquez, the catcher and cleanup hitter for Signal Hill. Here's the 3-0. That's down in the dirt. Bounces off the plate. Good job by Alvarez to keep it in front of him. But a four-pitch walk here puts a man on first and second now. And that'll bring up Vasquez. Grounded into a fielder's choice in the first. And grounded it hard up the middle. Glanced off of Morgan's glove, and a nice play by Noah Ferguson backing him up. Perfectly positioned to make the play. That was in the third. Ground ball to the left side. Meinhofer takes it. He's going to flip it on to second and Ferguson, and that'll end the inning. 6-4 on the fielder's choice. Two men stranded, no men score. We head to the bottom of the fifth, still 8-1 Reading. We're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Dr. Kara Tennant joins Carl and Linda on Free Fire Radio Friday, July 15th on KCNR AM 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fifth here, 8-1 Reading. It's going to be DJ Porter leading off. It'll be Porter, Alvarez, Ferguson, 6-7-8 hitters here. Porter nearly put one out of here his last at bat. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Had a two-run double. That was in the third. Part of a four-run inning. As the 45s jumped out to a 7-1 lead, they added one more last inning. It's currently 8-1. That ball is lofted down the right field line and playable here. And on one pitch, Porter flies out. So he's 1-for-3 tonight. Score that a fly out to number 9. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Meriden agent Mary McCurdy. Passionate about working with her clients from start to finish. Check out her website at marymccurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings or give her a call at 949-1550. And when you've found that dream home, call John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage, 945-9660. For all your mortgage financing needs, let Properties by Meriden Access Mortgage put you in your dream home. Proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. First pitch here to Alvarez is a breaking ball, and he bails out, and it comes right back over the plate. So a good one there by Saquon to steal a strike, 0-1. Alvarez had an RBI single his last time. He's 1-for-2. One pitch. Down in the dirt, 2-1 now. Alvarez hitting 324, watches one inside, 3-1 now. He's got a hitter's count. Alvarez 324, two home runs, 15 RBI now on the season. In just 12 games. This is his 13th game. He draws a walk there. Another good at-bat there by Alvarez. So with one out, he reaches for Ferguson. Ferguson had a hard single. Got an RBI in the third inning. He's 1-for-1. Also drew a walk. Correction, that was a double by... No, it was a single. I take it back. I got to believe in myself a little more. Alvarez going to advance to second as this one's in the dirt and back to the backstop on the first pitch of the at-bat to Ferguson, low and away. Saquon giving the 45's catcher a free 90 feet there. He's now at second base. Count is 1-0 with one out. Ferguson in an RBI spot now with a runner on second. Meinhofer is on deck next. Here's the 1-0. He lines that one deep into left center field. That ball is back. It's way back. It's going to be off the wall on a bounce. That's going to be another RBI and a double for Noah Ferguson. Have a game, Noah Ferguson. 2-for-2. Two RBI and a walk. They haven't gotten him out yet. And it's now 9-1. 45's hitting all up and down the lineup. This is 7, 8, 9 hitters so far. Are 4-for-8. Rather, 4-for-7 with a walk. And 4 RBI. 5 RBI. There is no weak spot in this lineup. Especially not tonight. Here's Meinhofer, who homered in the second. With a runner on second now and one down. And he watches one low and away. Good take there by the Regis University infielder. Here's the 1-0 from Saquon, and he hit him on the shoulder. Looked like a slider that got away from him. So first and second now as Meinhofer gets hit by a pitch. He's now 1-for-2 with a hit by a pitch. That'll bring up the top of the lineup. Torres Torioka going to hit left-handed this time against the righty. So back into the left-handed batter's box after batting righty. Last inning and drawing a walk. First and second now. Third baseman creeps in a little bit to respect the speed. He's about even with the bag. First pitch is just a bit high, perhaps outside as well. 1-0. Here's the 1-0 to Torres Torioka, tonight's DH. Swinging and a miss on a ball down below the knees, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out here. That ball's down in the dirt. Good job to block it there by the catcher Vasquez. 2-1 now. Hancock on deck. He would be next. Good speed on the bases out there. With Ferguson and Meinhofer, your second baseman and shortstop, respectively. 3-1 now as that one's inside to Torres Torioka. And a 3-1 pitch is fouled off there. Just got a piece of it. Did Torres Torre get to be a full count now with one down. So we'll see what manager Greg Catterey wants to do here. Great speed in the batter's box. Good speed on the base paths as well. So don't necessarily have to start the runners to try and stand up a double play here. As you would assume, Torres Torioka, all but the sharpest hit of ground balls, he would be able to beat it out before they could turn two. Big pitch coming up here. Signal Hill trying to stay in the game here, down 9-1, full count. That one is outside, and another walk by Torres Torioka. He's walked three times here tonight. The last two times he walked, he scored, so that's a good precedent to set. And four at-bats, he's 0-1 with three walks. Can't ask for much more than your leadoff hitter than that. So here's Hancock with the bases juiced and one down. Looking to blow this one wide open. 45s have scored in every inning. One in the first, two in the second, four in the third, and one each in the fourth and fifth. We're not done here in the fifth. There's just one down. Hancock swings at an off-speed pitch down below the knee. He's 0-1. Seguin comes set, now gets the sign he's ready. Here's the 0-1. That ball is driven into center field. This should be deep enough. This is going way back. He's actually going to take that a couple steps in front of the track. Didn't look like he got it that well. Runners tagging from second and third, and both of them are going to be safe. As Meinhofer hustling down to third, slides in under the tag. That's an RBI sack fly for J.J. Hancock. Scored a fly out to number 8. Sack fly and one RBI. It's now 10-1. Meinhofer to third. Ferguson scores. Two runs home here in the inning. Two down now. Runners at the corners for Jake Taylor. He takes one at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Taylor, an uncharacteristic 0-2 tonight. He's also been hit by a pitch. 45's leading hitter, now 15 for 34 on the season. That one misses there. So Jake, with his average all the way down to 441. Really falling off here, Jake. 1-1 now. All in good fun. Runner at first not going. That ball outside, 2-1 now. On deck is Sutton. He's 2-for-2, also has a sack fly and an RBI. And an RBI single in the first, so two runs batted in on a 2-for-2 night already for Sutton. Taylor trying to get into the hit column and add an RBI to his stat sheet. Here's the 2-1. That ball misses outside on a slider. Good take by Taylor. And he's in the driver's seat here with the hitter's count, 3-1. 10-1 Reading. Two runs home here already in the fifth. They have scored in every inning so far tonight. Already into the bullpen. Right-hander Seguin on his second inning of work. That ball down in the dirt, and they walked him. So base is loaded now. As Torioka heads to second. Meinhofer still at third. So the last two innings, Taylor has been hit by a pitch and walked. He's reached twice now in four plate appearances. And here's Sutton with two down and the bases loaded. Chance to really add to his RBI total. He's already got 8 on the season in 10 games. That ball is taken for a strike. Here's the 0-1 to Sutton. Watches one down. There. That one kicks away. Runner's going to be coming home from third. Here's Meinhofer. The throw. He is saved. Play at the plate. Meinhofer showing great base running instincts. Takes the 90 feet, and he scores on the pass ball. So runners on second and third now. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Torres Torioka over to third. Taylor to second. Still two down here. Sutton with his 2-for-2 night so far has upped his average to 364. As he has been locked in the last week or so. That's a fly out to center field and hit well. Should be playable, though, here. A couple steps in front of the track, and that'll be the third out of the inning. But the 45s put up three more. It's now 11-1 Reading. We head to the top of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, July 7th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a fabulous evening with Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Paul Senn on trumpet. A night of the American Songbook from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 243-3377 for reservations. Romance on the River, July 7th. See you there.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the sixth here, Reading Colt 45s hosting the Signal Hill Oilers. This is game one of a three-game series. 45s have jumped out to an 11-1 lead here. They have scored in every single inning tonight. One in the first, two in the second, four in the third, another one in the fourth, and three more in the bottom of the fifth. In support of left-hander Zach Morgan. And he's now going to be relieved by Billy Fogle, the right-hander out of Texas. So Morgan, we can close the book on him. Five innings, three walks, four hits, one run, no strikeouts, pitched to contact, and did it well all night as he had the Signal Hill Oilers off balance. A lot of pop-ups, a lot of slow-hit ground balls, and some nice defense behind him as they were able to roll one double play. So he's in line for the win here after five innings of one run ball. Billy Fogle steps in and fires a first pitch strike right out of bed. Fastball at the knees from Billy Fogle. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That ball is fouled out of play. 0-2 now. Looks like we've got a pinch hitter for Trevor Steinemann for Signal Hill. That's going to be number 12, who is not on my lineup here. That's a ground ball to short. Meinhofer out there, and oh, and he takes a tumble as his cleat gave out from underneath him. Don't know if he maybe going from dirt to grass there, lost his footing, and no throw, so that'll be an infield hit. For whoever that was. Nobody out. Runner on first now. One and oh here. To Reese Berberet. Ball has popped up on the infield. Calling it out there is Meinhofer at short, and he will make the play. So one down here. Score to pop out to number six. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merritt and Agent Mary McCurdy. Her goal to help all of her clients with their real estate needs and find their dream home. Check out her website, marymccurdy.com, and see many of her exclusive listings. Or call her at 949-1550. And when you've found that dream home, call John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage, 945-9660, for all your mortgage financing needs. Let's get you in your dream home. That's Access Mortgage and Properties by Merritt, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here. Milano now steps in. He's 2-for-2 with two singles. He takes a called strike, 0-1. The right fielder hitting in the number 7 hole with a man on first with one out there. In the top of the 6th inning, 11-1 Reading. Billy Fogle fires. That's a Taylor May double play ball. No, a diving stop there by Minor for 6-4-3. They got no. He's saved. Meinhofer playing further over to the hole. Looked like that was going to be a more routine play than it was. He ended up making a diving stop there. Flips it to Ferguson. Ferguson keystones it at first, very close at first base. That would have been the defensive play of the night. Great play by Meinhofer nonetheless to get the 6-4 fielder's choice. So Milano will replace the runner at first base. Two down now. Scored a fielder's choice 6-4 and put a star on that one. Nice play by Mickey Meinhofer. Two outs now with a runner on first. Dominic Maxey, the big first baseman here, takes the ball 1-0. Coming up on 9 p.m. here, we're under the lights at Tiger Field. An absolutely perfect night for baseball. In the top of the 6th, 11-1 Reading. Fogle ready with the 1-0. That's in there for a strike to the big first baseman, 1-1. .45's in full command here, leading 11-1 in the top of the 6th. Runner on first, two down for the visiting Signal Hill Oilers. That's a called strike two, so Maxey shaking his head, didn't like either one of those calls. First one was on the inside, second was on the outside. I think he thinks he should be up 3-0 right now. Nonetheless, it's 1-2. Sutton holding the runner at first. Fogle comes set. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That ball, fastball high and away, did not get him to chase. 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the 2-2 from Fogle. And that's a slider away that he does not offer at either. Full count now. So Milano will get a head start over at first with a full count and two down. Fogle trying to throw up another zero here for the 45s in his first inning of work here in the 6th. The payoff pitch. That's a foul ball. Back to the screen, and it bongs off one of the posts here. Still 3-2. Fogle changing sight lines, changing sides of the plate. He's been efficient here thus far, but it is his first full count hitter here. Three and two, runner goes. That's a chopper foul down the third baseline. Fasking, the pitcher's coach, with a smooth bare hand play over there. He's a natural. You can always tell an ex-prospect when you see him take one barehanded. Fires it back to Fogle at the pitcher's mound. That's pitching coach Barrick Fasking of your hometown 45s. Over there along with manager Greg Cataray, head of the Simpson University baseball program here in Reading. There's another 3-2. That one's very high. And he walked him. So now first and second as Maxey draws a walk. First time he's reached tonight. 0-for-2 now with a walk. That'll bring up Capocciano, the center fielder. He's flown out and popped out. Trying to just get one back here with two outs and a runner on first and second. He's got an RBI chance here in the 6th. Fogle with the first pitch very high. 1-0. This is Fogle's 6th appearance on the season. He's thrown 9 1/3 innings pitched. an ERA of 2.89 coming in. Just three runs allowed in 9.1 innings. He's got seven strikeouts in those nine innings, so he's been a strong presence out of the bullpen here in limited action. 2-0 count now on Capocciano. That's a chopper toward the third base side. Taking it there is Taylor, and he's going to tag the base just ahead of the runner. So nicely done there by the third baseman, Jake Taylor. Scored five unassisted. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the sixth, 11-1 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Chandler Anderson going to lead off for your hometown 45s here in the bottom of the sixth. It's going to be the 5-6-7 hitters, Anderson, Porter, and Alvarez. Anderson 0 for 3 tonight, one of the few men not to join the hit parade. In an 11-1 lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Seguin getting ready to start his third inning of work. That's a called strike on the outside. On deck is DJ Porter. He's 1-for-3 with a two-run double. That's a curveball and a beauty there from Seguin. It drops right in at the knees. 0-2 now. That's a fly ball out to center field. Should be playable now coming in a few steps. It's Capocciano, and that'll be the first out of the inning. Scored a fly out to number 8 for Anderson. So here's DJ Porter, 1-for-3. First pitch misses there for a ball to DJ. DJ hitting 284 with 9 RBI. That's a ground ball to the third baseman. Up with it, and he is retired. 5-3 on the putout. Two down now. That'll bring up Alvarez. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Merritt and Mary McCurdy. Check out MaryMcCurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings or give her a call at 949-1550. Her goal, help all of her clients find their dream home. John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage, 945-9660 for all your mortgage and financing needs. Once you find that home, let Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage put you in your dream home. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on the radio. Two outs, nobody on here. And Alvarez steps in, watches the strike, 0-1. Alvarez walked and scored in the fifth. He's also doubled. Singled. He's 1-for-2. Also has an RBI. 1-1 now. That one's high. 2-1. 45's in danger of having a half inning where they did not score. They've scored in each of the first bottom halves of first through fifth. Two outs, nobody on here. Here's the 2-1. And Alvarez watches one down in the dirt. 3-1 now. Been impressed by the patience of Jonathan Alvarez. Drawing a lot of walks in his limited time. Hitters count 3-1. That one's down in the dirt. And he draws another one. So second walk of the game in as many innings for Alvarez. Now 1-for-2 with two walks. Here's Ferguson, who's been a one-man wrecking crew. Two RBI doubles in the third and the fifth. He's also drawn a walk. Great night so far for the former Shasta Wolf, playing his college ball down at Butte College now. Always good to see the Reading natives getting in the RBI column. Palisadero native Chase Larson, former Foothill Cougar, not in the lineup tonight. He's got a couple home runs on the season as well. That was a called strikeout on the outside to Ferguson. That one misses now 1-1. Ferguson's added two RBI to his total now as 8 in 16 games. Here's a 1-1. He watches one down low. Good take. Just below the knees. 2-1. Alvarez not being held on at first. With a 45-7 to 10-run lead. Seguin now ready. Here's the 2-1. That's a foul tip. Back off the catcher. Two balls, two strikes, two outs now. Ferguson, the number 8 hitter tonight, has been a revelation in the 8 hole, as has Meinhofer in the 9 hole, who homered in the second inning. He's also hit by a pitch and scored in the 5th. He's 1-for-2 as well. He would be next, should Ferguson reach. Here's the 2-2. That's fouled back out of play. Looked like a slider, and he was out in front of a little bit, just fouled it back. Seguin gets the sign. Now he's ready. Here's another 2-2. That's a line drive or ground ball hit hard, and that's through the left side. Third hit of the night for Noah Ferguson. Two singles and a double, or two doubles and a single, pardon me. Three hits in his last four innings. And Ferguson's bumped up his average over 50 points tonight with three hits. Have a game, Noah Ferguson. Here's Meinhofer, who had our Kia drive of the game in the second, a two-run homer to put the 45s up 3-0. They currently lead 11-1. He comes up with runners on first and second and two down. That ball's a curveball that gets away from Seguin, and Meinhofer has to duck out of the way. 1-0 here. That home run in the second, the first of the season for Meinhofer. And this is 12th game. He's now got one home run and five RBI. Along with playing some great defense out there at shortstop. 1-0 count. Fouled back out of play. Good cut there by the Colt 45 shortstop. Should he reach, it'd be the top of the lineup in Torres Torioka up next. He's 0-for-1 with three walks himself. He's also scored twice. Here's the 1-1. And Meinhofer checks his swing. Good take there. 2-1 now. 45's really working the count here tonight. A lot of deep counts. They're already on their second pitcher here. They scored 7 off the starter. They've got 4 already here in the first 2 2/3 off of the second pitcher, Seguin. Meinhofer watches one outside, 3-1 now. And he's in the driver's seat. Hitters count here. Runners on first and second. Only one base to put him, and you don't want to load him up. Down by this many runs, here's the 3-1 pitch. That ball is driven to center field. It's going to be playable, though. It looked like it was off the end of the bat a little bit. So Meinhofer flies out to center. That'll end the inning. First scoreless bottom half. Score remains 11-1. We head to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times awaiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the seventh here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore calling KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball for you. Game one of a three-game series here against visiting Signal Hill Oilers from down near the Long Beach area. 45's not being very good hosts here. 11-1. In the top of the seventh, the bottom of the sixth, the first inning, the Colt 45s did not score at least one run, but they've had at least one hit in every inning. As they brought their batting gloves and their offense tonight. It's 11-1. Billy Fogle getting ready to start his second inning work. He threw a scoreless sixth in relief of Zach Morgan. Morgan scattered four hits over five innings, gave up just one run. He's in line for the win tonight. In just his second start, he's been primarily out of the bullpen, but given manager Greg Catterae five innings of one-run ball here tonight, that's been more than enough as this juggernaut 45's offense has churned out 11 runs, and we're only two-thirds of the way through the game. Second pitch misses here from Fogle. He's down 2-0 now. That's a ground ball to short. Meinhofer up with it, and a strong throw over to first. 6-3 on the putout. There's one down. Do up this inning. It's the top of the lineup. That was Colaccio, who just grounded out to short. He's now 0-for-3, drawing a walk. So here's Erickson Fish. He singled in his first at-bat in the fifth. He came up and pinch hit for Castro. He's 1-for-1. Also stole a base, so Erickson Fish takes a called strike there, 0-1. Fogle not wasting any time here. That's a swing and a miss. Beautiful breaking pitch. Slider down at his shoe tops. No chance as he waves right through it, 0-2. Texan Billy Fogle out of the bullpen here, getting some work in an 11-1 lead here in the seventh. That one's down in the dirt now, 1-2. Fogle takes a little walk off the back of the mound. Now he's ready to go. The 1-2 to Fish. And he hit him on the left arm. Looked like a slider that got away from him. A breaking ball that didn't break. And he plunks him on a 1-2 pitch. So with one out, there's a runner on first now. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage. Mary McCurdy is passionate about working with her clients from start to finish, check out her website at marymccurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings. Give her a call at 949-1550. And once you've found that home, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage for all your mortgage financing needs. Let Properties by Mary and Access Mortgage put you in your dream home. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on the radio. One out, runner on first. Called strike to Wilbur. Sutton holding the runner on at first. Here's the 0-1. That's a fly ball down the right field line, now hooking foul. Quick 0-2 here by Fogel. Fogel now in the stretch. Gets the sign from Alvarez. Checks the runner fish at first. And delivers. Down in the dirt. 1-2. Wilbur's 0-2 with a walk. He's grounded out twice. Drew a walk in the fifth. Here's the 1-2 from Fogel. That's a ground ball past Sutton at first into the hole. Heading to third is Fish. Now he's going to hold up, and wisely so, as Hancock uncorks a rifle shot. Cut off at second base there by Mickey Meinhofer. Wisely not testing the arm of J.J. Hancock in right. He had an outfield assist a few nights ago, throwing a guy out at home. It was absolutely spectacular. Preserving that shutout victory over the weekend against Humboldt. Now it's Vasquez, the cleanup hitter. Runners on first and second now after the single. Fish at second, Wilbur at first, and Vasquez is 0-2 with a walk. He's grounded out and flown out. First pitch of the at-bat to Vasquez is a called strike. Check swing, but he held up. It's called strike on the inside corner anyway, 0-1. 11-1 Reading here. 11 runs on just 9 hits. They've taken advantage of walks, and seems like every time they get a hit, it's to drive in a run just about. 0-1 from Fogel here. That ball up around the shoulders, 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out. Runners on first and second. Fogel deals. That ball high, 2-1 now. Two and one pitch forthcoming here from Fogel. That's a ground ball to short. 6-4. 3 double play, beautifully turned. Meinhofer to Ferguson to Sutton. And the 45s do it again. Another scoreless inning. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning stretch time. 11-1 Reading. Will be right back after these messages. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said the quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable. Yes, I agreed. The third scolded me. If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle. I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, well, we looked it all over and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys? Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Redding community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Redding Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Redding. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the seventh here, 11-1 Redding. Ryan Torres, Torioka going to lead off, top of the lineup here. Torres, Torioka, Hancock, and Jake Taylor. 2-0 count here on the Colt 45's DH tonight. First time he's DH this season for Ryan Torres, Torioka out of Honolulu, Hawaii. And that one just misses low, 3-0 now. Cool. Right-hander Seguin around the plate, but unable to get it over. That one's over. 3-1 now. Chopper toward the first base side and taking it himself is the first baseman, Maxi. So one out here. So here's Hancock with one out and nobody on. 45's comfortably ahead, 11-1. Zach Morgan in line for the win. He's thrown five innings of one-run ball. Billy Fogle, two innings of relief, scoreless. Here's the 1-0. That ball is inside, 2-0 now. Pitcher comes set, he's ready. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Outside, 3-0 now. Get you an update from Minnesota in the bottom of the fifth. The Twins lead your Oakland A's 3-1. In San Francisco, Giants lead the Rockies 2-0. That's in the top of the seventh. Called strike there. Makes it 3-2 now. So from 3-0 back to 3-2 for Hancock. It's a ground ball to second base. Playable out there. And the throw pulls him off. Bad throw by the second baseman there. That'll be an error. So Hancock will reach. Looked like a routine play, but call that an E4. Hancock reaches. And here's Jake Taylor. He's walked him and hit by a pitch, and he's 0 for 2. Taylor watches a curveball down in the dirt. 1-0. On deck, Sean Sutton. 2 for 3 tonight. 2 singles and 2 RBI. Nice game tonight for Seattle University's Sean Sutton. His college teammate Jake Taylor here with a runner on first and one out. Takes a strike. 1-1 now. Taylor checks his swing at a fastball up around the numbers, and he takes the ball 2-1. Runner being held on at first is Hancock. Here's the 2-1 now. Swing and a miss on a big swing by Taylor there. Really let loose on that one, but nothing to show for it. 2-2. .45's up 11-1 here in the bottom of the seventh. It's been an offensive showcase here. As the bottom of the sixth, the first inning, they did not score at least one run. That's a curveball that doesn't quite make it back over the plate. 3-2 now. And we'll see if Taylor can do something with a 3-2 pitch here. That's... That ball is driven down the left field line and a fair ball. Hancock rounding second, head over third. Taylor's going to have at least a double. Hancock holding up at third now as the left fielder gets it back in. Nice job there by Taylor. First hit of the night. You figure a guy hitting well over 400, you weren't going to keep him down all night. And he ends up 1 for 3 thus far now. Also with a walk and a hit by a pitch, so his on-base percentage still 600. On the evening, that'll bring up Sutton here. Runners on second and third now, and with a chance to add to his already 2 RBIs on the night. Anderson will bat next. First pitch misses there, 1-0. One man warming up down in the bullpen for Signal Hill, but you figure 11-1, they probably don't want to burn another pitcher here with two more games tomorrow and the next night. The ground ball down the first base side, foul. About a foot and a half foul down the first base line on a hard hit grounder by Sutton. He's seen the ball well tonight. A sack fly and an RBI, also 2 singles. And a fly out to left center that was a couple steps in front of the warning track. That was in the fifth inning. And he checks his swing on a ball down in the dirt. Good job there. On the take, 2-1 now. First base open, runners on second and third. For Sean Sutton here, 2 balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch. That ball's outside, 3-1 now. So a hitter's count. He can look pitch and location here and really step into something. 45's leading 11-1, threatening for more here. The pitch. That ball's down low, and Sutton takes the walk. So bases loaded now for Chandler Anderson. First walk of the night for Sutton. Pretty common sight for him, though. Great plate discipline there for the all-whack first baseman from Seattle U. Here's the Utah Ute, part of the Pac-12 champion Utah baseball team this year. Went to the College World Series, unseated number one Ole Miss. Hats off to everybody out there at the Ute program. That's a curveball in there on the outside corner to Anderson. Anderson 0 for 4 tonight. Only man in the lineup without a hit. No time like the present with the bases loaded and one down. And he watches another breaking ball in the dirt. So two soft ones. They get one and one here. DJ Porter on deck. He's one for four with a two-run double. The 1-1 to Anderson. That ball is driven down the left field line. That's going to be caught. Tagging at third is Hancock. Throw home. He is safe. So an RBI flyout, an absolute laser to left field, but about five steps to the right of the left fielder, so he's able to make the play. Call it a sack fly and an RBI. First RBI of the night for Anderson. Fly out to number seven. Hancock scores. All the other runners stay put, so Taylor still at second, Sutton still at first. 12-1 now, Redding. And Hancock scores the first run of the inning here. Two down now, first and second for DJ Porter. Just about put one out of here in the third inning with a two-run double. That made it 5-1. 45s have never looked back as it's currently 12-1. Swing and a big cut there. Swing and a miss by Porter on a fastball up and away. Trying to put that one out on Cypress Avenue here. 0-1. And that's a breaking ball. Curveball right over the inside corner. Nice front door pitch. And a quick 0-2 here now on DJ. Here's the 0-2. That's a foul ball out of the play, and he stays alive. I mentioned earlier DJ Porter had the at-bat of the season on Friday night in a come-from-behind victory. He had a walk-off two-run double where he was down to his last strike, fought off multiple two-strike pitches with the game hanging in the balance and sent a flare out to center field that a diving Ben Mayer could not pull in. That's a called strike three. And Porter is down on strikes. That'll end the inning. We hit the top of the eighth. It's now 12-1. Redding, you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Redding. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Redding for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Redding. Dandelion.
Hello, at Hilltop Medical Clinic, we're here when you need us. No appointments are necessary. This gives us a unique picture of the health and the infections that are circulating in our community. Want to know if influenza has arrived in Redding? Then like our Hilltop Medical Clinic Facebook page or go to our website at hilltopmedicalclinic.com. Awareness is one of the best ways to protect the health of your family and children. Hilltop Medical Clinics, 221-1565 or 246-4629.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Billy Fogle getting ready to start his third inning of relief here. He threw a scoreless sixth and seventh and was efficient doing so, so he'll get a third inning here. 45's leading 12-1 here. We're in the top of the eighth. Just five hits so far for the visiting Signal Hill Oilers and one run. 45's have pounded out 12 runs. And a plethora of hits. We'll get you the total here in 1 second. First pitch is a called strike there. 0-1. Fogle not wasting any time. Right back into windup. One ball, one strike, because that one misses. Here's 10 or more. He's now at second base. That ball is fouled out of play now, 1-2. Here's the 1-2 from Fogel. That's a ground ball to the left side. Coming up charging is Taylor. Hard throw, and he makes it. Nice job to get 10 or more, one down. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage. Properties by Merit agent Mary McCurdy's goal is to help all of her clients with their real estate needs and help them find their dream home. She's passionate about working with her clients from start to finish. Check out her website at marymccurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings or call 949-1550. And once you've found that dream home, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage for all your mortgage financing needs, 945-9660 to call John Whitmarsh at Access Mortgage. Let Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage put you in your dream home. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. First pitch misses there for a ball, 1-0. Swinging strike now by number 22, Berberit. He's 0-2. He's also drawn a walk. This ball is hit out to short. Meinhofer with another chance. 6-3 on the putout. Beautifully done. And Mickey Meinhofer has two putouts on the inning. 6-3 both times. Moore and Barbaret. Two outs here for Milano. He's 2-3. He's got two singles and he hit into a fielder's choice. Comes up with two outs and nobody on here. That ball is flied out to center on the first pitch. Anderson doesn't even have to move. Now about two steps to his left. And that'll end the inning. 1-2-3. Fogel's gone three scoreless here in relief. We head to the bottom of the eighth. It's 12-1 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
The construction sale continues this month at Reading Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Reading. Come take a look at what Reading Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Reading Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing, they have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins, their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness, Reading Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Reading Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the eighth of a 12-1 ball game. Colt 45's comfortably ahead. They've scored in six out of their seven innings this evening in support of starter Zach Morgan, who went five innings, gave up one run. He's in line for the win. Got a new pitcher here for the Signal Hill Oilers. So it's going to be Jay Roman, number 36, the big right-hander. It's going to be Alvarez to lead off for your hometown 45s. He's 1-2. He's also drawn two walks. 7, 8, 9 hitters, Alvarez, Noah Ferguson, and Mickey Meinhofer in that order. First pitch misses, 1-0 at Alvarez. That ball down low, 2-0 now. 3-0 to start here for Alvarez. Hasn't had to take the bat off his shoulder yet. And that's a called strike now, 3-1. Three-one pitch forthcoming here. Swinging and a miss as Alvarez swinging from his heels there. Underneath it. 3-2 now. The windup, here's the payoff pitch. Fastball down low. Third walk in four innings for Jonathan Alvarez. And here's Ferguson. Ferguson 3-for-3 tonight. Two doubles, a single, two RBI. He's also drawn a walk. He's been a one-man wrecking crew as the 45s have put together 12 runs in seven innings here, and they've got a runner on first with nobody out here. Ferguson swings and misses on the fastball there at the knees. 0-1. It'll be Ferguson, then Meinhofer. That one's on the outside corner now, 0-2 on the former Shasta Wolf. Alvarez takes his lead off first, being held on there. Here's the 0-2 to Ferguson. That ball is down low and away. Easy take there for Ferguson. 1-2 now. The 1-2 pitch is a curveball down in the dirt. 2-2 now. It's been all 45s here as we are in the bottom of the eighth. 45s jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first. It was 3-1 in the top of the third. That's as close as it's been. Swing and a miss there. Ferguson down on strikes. First time they've got him out all night. He's 3-for-4 now. Here's Meinhofer. He's 1-for-3 tonight. A ground out, a fly out. Also hit by a pitch. But that 1-for-3 was a big fly. Two-run homer. His first home run of the season. He's also scored twice. That's a foul ball off the catcher's glove there. 0-1. Alvarez still at first after the leadoff walk. One out now for Meinhofer. So the new pitcher here, we can close the book on Seguin, who went four innings, gave up four runs. That's a foul ball down the right field line. 0-2 now on Meinhofer. Right-hander Jay Roman here for Signal Hill is up 0-2. Swing and a miss, and he got him. So back-to-back strikeouts here. With a man on first, and now two down. That'll bring up Torres Torioka. Officially 0-for-2 tonight is the Hawaii Pacific infielder, but he's also drawn three walks and scored twice. Scored in the first and the fourth. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Meriden agent Mary McCurdy. Her goal is to help all of her clients with their real estate needs and find their dream home. She's passionate about working with her clients from start to finish. Check out her website at marymccurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings or call her at 949-1550. This ball's popped up on the infield. Third baseman's going to make the play there. And that'll end the inning. Properties by Meriden Access Mortgage. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. We head to the top of the ninth. It's 12-1. Colt 45 is looking to shut this one down and win game one of the series. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu for Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the ninth here. Reading Colt 45's looking to close out game one of a three-game series here. Up 12-1, barring a catastrophic comeback here by the Signal Hill Oilers. They will get it. Starting pitcher tonight was Zach Morgan. He went five innings of one-run ball. Billy Fogel came in and threw three innings of shutout ball in the sixth, seventh, and eighth. And it's going to be right-hander Jeff Angelo out of Harris Stowe State University. He's going to pitch the ninth inning here. Due up for the Signal Hill Oilers. It's going to be the 8-9-1 hitter. It's going to be Maxi Capocciano and Colaccio. A plethora of Italian names here. Right intern Matty Novelli. Reading here. It's going to be a pinch hitter here. We're going to get some at-bats for some players here on the Signal Hill Oiler bench. Looks like it's going to be Barham, number 16. Robbie Barham is going to hit for Maxi, who ended up going 0-for-2 with a hit with a walk. So he'll lead off the ninth here. Against Jeff Angelo. That first pitch is flied out to center. Anderson coasts underneath it. One pitch, one out. So one out now, nobody on here. It'll be Capocciano, the center fielder. 0-for-3 tonight. He's popped out, or flown out, popped out, and grounded out. First pitch of the at-bat here from Angelo. He's in there for a strike. Angelo making his ninth appearance on the season. He's thrown 14 innings with a 3.21 ERA. 13 strikeouts in 14 innings for the Harris Stowe right-hander. 0-1 here on the number 9 hitter. That's a ground ball out to shortstop. Meinhofer up with it. Long throw, and he got him. So two down here, 6-3 on the putout. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage. John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage for all your mortgage financing needs. 945-9660 for John. And Mary McCurdy, check out MaryMcCurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings or call her at 949-1550. That's Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage, helping put you in your dream home. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s on KCNR 1460 here. Down to their last out are the Signal Hill Oilers here in the top of the ninth with nobody on. And it's going to be Colaccio, the leadoff hitter. He drew a walk and scored in the third, the lone run of the game for the Oilers. He's 0-for-3 otherwise. 1-0 as that one misses. Angelo comes set. And a swing and a foul ball back to the screen, 1-1 now. Angelo being caught by his college teammate, Jonathan Alvarez, the catcher tonight. Alvarez had an RBI single and then got walked three times. What is it about Alvarez? Every time he gets a hit or a home run, then he just draws a walk every time the rest of the game. It's like they don't want to test him again.
But a phenomenal on-base percentage. Just over halfway through the season here for the catcher. That's a breaking ball. Angelo looks like he lost his footing there. It was nearly a strike anyway. 2-0 now. Angelo, everything he throws has movement. Comes slightly across his body by the looks of it. Gets great right-to-left movement on that slider. Here's a 2-1. Curveball right at the knees. Pretty pitch. 2-2, and they're down to their last strike here. A reminder, we'll do it again tomorrow night. First pitch at 7:15. Game two of this series. And a game every night through July 10th. Check out Reading Colt 45s for the entire schedule. Here's the 2-2. And a pop fly out of play into the parking lot. Stays alive for at least one more pitch here. It's been all 45s here tonight. One in the first, two in the second, four in the third, one in the fourth, three in the fifth, one in the seventh. You get all that 12-1. Suffice to say, it's been a team effort here. Zach Morgan in line for the win here. Two balls, two strikes. Angelo fires. That's a little flare out into left field. Meinhofer's not going to get there. It's going to drop in front of Porter. So a little shot out to left field with two outs, and he'll reach. So here's Fish. He's singled and been hit by a pitch, also stole a base. He came in and pinch hit, rather came in defensively in the fourth for Castro. Not sure if that was an injury or just a timeshare out there in left field or just getting somebody some at-bats. By the fifth inning, it was already 8-1, so that's entirely possible. Runner on first now with two down. First ball down in the dirt to Fish. That ball is driven to left field and fairly deep. Heading back, now coasting under it is Porter, and that'll end the ballgame. A couple steps in front of the warning track there. As he just got under a little bit, but that'll end the ballgame. 12-1, Reading, your final score is the Colt 45 score early and often in this one. Your winning pitcher tonight, left-hander Zach Morgan. We'll be right back after these messages with your Colt 45 postgame show and your players of the game. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Get some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
The construction sale continues this month at Reading Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Reading. Come take a look at what Reading Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Reading Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing? They have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins? Their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness? Reading Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Reading Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and ReadingKia.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading Zone Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just a dollar. The butterfly house is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, July 7th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a fabulous evening with Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest Paul Sen on trumpet. A night of the American Songbook from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 243-3377 for reservations. Romance on the River, July 7th. See you there.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460, bringing you a 12-1 squeaker here on game one of the three-game series against the Signal Hill Oilers. We'll do it again tomorrow night and the night after that at 7:15. But the winning pitcher here tonight and our co-player of the game is left-hander Zach Morgan out of Simpson University, a native of Redding, California. He had five innings pitched tonight. Scattered four hits and three walks over five innings, gave up just one run. We mentioned you took your ERA all the way down to 3.48, took over a run off your ERA tonight. It looked like they were hitting it off the label and off the end of the bat and popping it up and It seemed like nobody could square you up tonight. What do you attribute that to? It looked like you were locating pretty well for the most part out there.
Yeah, me and Alvarez really worked on hitting the outside and inside parts of the plate. We were working them in and out and really mixing them up so they couldn't really rely on one spot to hit.
Hitting is timing. Pitching is upsetting the timing and changing sight lines in and out, speeds, and all the above. Jonathan Alvarez calling a good game for Zach Morgan, our co-player of the game here tonight. Five innings pitched, just one run scored. Just your second start of the year. You've come out of the bullpen for the most part here.
Yeah.
Pitching for your college manager, Greg Cattaray, former lefty reliever himself. So are you the de facto spot starter here when you have a whole bunch of games in a row? Is that to break up the rotation a little bit? Or?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I'm the spot starter right now. I don't really know his plans there.
Well, obviously he feels comfortable with you out of the bullpen or out of the starting as well. But got your second win of the year here tonight. You're now 2-1, and looked like I was joking with you here beforehand. 45s tonight, a statistical anomaly. I don't know if I've ever seen it before. Gave up just one run and only, a handful of batters over the minimum here. Two batters over the minimum. As far as I can, no, they went through five times. Never mind. No strikeouts tonight. You guys were making them put it in play, and your defense was going and getting it tonight. A couple nice plays. You rolled a double play in the fourth.
Yeah.
It seemed like when they did hit them hard, it was an atom ball just about every time.
Yeah. It's nice to have an infield that you can really rely on. It keeps your pitches down, and you don't really need to strike anyone out.
This is Zach Morgan, your co-player of the game here tonight, picking up his second win of the season. He went five innings of one-run ball. He's a Simpson University Redhawk playing for his college manager here for the 45s during the summer as well. What's it like playing for a former big leaguer who I was talking to Seth Kinnean on the NorCal Sports Hour here at 6 before the game here tonight, and he was saying, this is a guy who's played at the highest level. He pitched in the World Series in 88. He was on that 88 American League Championship team. You get to play for him during the year as well. What's it like playing for a guy who's been there, done that? He's played for Tony La Russa, who's in the Hall of Fame. What do you really say to a guy like that who's seen it all and done it all?
It's great playing for Cattaray. You could really come in any time of the game and ask what's going on, and he'll tell you. He's done everything there is to do in baseball. So,
anybody ever tell you you look like Matt Cain?
Yeah, I've gotten that before.
I'm sure you have. I'm sitting over here. I'm like, I've got lefty Matt Cain here. Just about the same size, too. He's about the same size. But and tonight, a great result. He's coming off the DL here before too long. They just sent down Suarez, who's 3-1 with an ERA under 4, which is good for anybody in the rotation, much less your spot fifth starter wasn't even on the 25-man rotation or 25-man roster to start the season. Now, you're a Reading native here. I've asked this question to every player that's been on the post game here. This is your first time in the post game. Are you a Giants fan?
Yes.
Finally, we have one here after the plethora of Dodgers fans. I talked to Seth Kinnean, who's an Angels fan for some reason. And we talked about Lincecum wearing that awful red uniform. But finally, a Dodgers fan or a Giants fan up here. I'm surrounded by Dodgers fans in the booth back here. And we've got players from all over California. We all in good fun here. We're all wearing gold and black here during the summer. But Zach Morgan, your winning pitcher here tonight. I want to say hi to anybody out there listening on KCNR 1460 tonight.
Yeah, I want to say hi to my dad, mom, brother.
Mr. and Mrs. Morgan, you've done well. Winning pitcher tonight, your son, Zach Morgan, five innings pitched, one run scored. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. We're going to bring in our co-player of the game here, Noah Ferguson. It's an all-Redding contingent here tonight, as Noah had his best game of the season here so far. Three for four tonight. Let me get your line here. 3-for-4, two doubles, two RBI, a run scored. And that first one in the third, that would look like it had a chance to almost get out of here. It looked like you squared it up pretty good. What did you see in those first three at-bats? You drew a walk in your first at-bat, but your second, third, fourth at-bat, three straight hits. What did you see in those at-bats that you liked?
I was just going up there with a plan. Lately, I've been off my game, so I've decided to try and change it up a little bit, go hunting for some fastballs. And that's what I did. He threw me first pitch fastballs, and I got what I liked, and I hit it.
Those two doubles you had both put in almost the exact same spot in that left center field gap, and it looked like you said, it looked like you were trying to pull the ball a little more as opposed to up the middle or the other way, and it paid off tonight. 3-for-4. You also scored a run in addition to those two RBI, along with a solid play out there at second. You had a double play in the fourth in support of Zach Morgan, and we were talking to him just a second ago, and no strikeouts tonight for the 45s. It's a weird statistical anomaly. I don't know if we've it's certainly the only game we've had this year with no strikeouts, but the defense made it a moot point as you guys went and got it tonight. It seemed like it was a pretty clean game out there for you guys.
Yeah, I think Morgan was really just focused on throwing strikes and pounding the zone. He really trusts his defense, so he just wanted to get contact. He knew he could get guys out, and he wasn't trying to blow it by anybody. You know, he's got to stay within his circle, and that's what he did.
45 scoring early and often tonight in a 12-1 victory, game one of a three-game series against the Signal Hill Oilers from the Long Beach area down there. I had to look it up myself. But we'll do it again tomorrow night at 7:15. And again, the night after that, and we've got a game every night through Sunday, 7:15 start times, except for Sunday night, which is a 6 p.m. start here. We're here with Noah Ferguson, your co-player of the game. 3 hits, 2 RBI, including 2 doubles, and a run scored in a 12-1 rout. It looked like you guys were up and down the lineup. Just about everybody in the lineup got a hit tonight. It seemed like you had a couple innings, a few different innings where you sent 7-8 guys to the plate. It seemed like you guys were working the count really well, getting deep in counts. You had the starter out of there by the fourth. Had 7 runs in the first 3 innings. It wasn't until the 6th inning you guys had an inning where you didn't score. Does it feel like it's contagious like that when you guys are putting together good at bats and getting into 2-0, 3-1 counts and getting pitches to hit?
Yeah, it really helps when the opposing pitcher is not commanding very well, and then so when he gets behind in the count, he's got those strikes, and tonight we were just ready to hit, and it paid off, and we got a lot of hits.
Noah Ferguson with a great night tonight, 3-for-4, sitting on the fastball and putting it in the gap on multiple occasions. Also had a single as well, so 3-for-4 tonight, a run scored, 2 RBI. In the 8 hole, no bottom of the lineup tonight as Meinhofer goes deep, hits his first home run of the year in the 9 hole. We've seen him at the top of the lineup. We've seen you in the 2 hole as well. Greg Catteray, obviously, your manager, goes about 2 or 3 deep at every position, it seems like. So he's just trying to get everybody at bats here. We had Torioka as the DH tonight, first time he's DH'd all season. And I think he drew 3 walks at the top of the lineup there. But it seems like there really isn't any bottom of the lineup with you guys. I mean, you got guys with pop like Max Modeste hitting in the 7 hole, and DJ Porter was in the 5 hole the other night. But, I mean, he's been either the 6th or 7th guy, and he's hitting in the high 200s, low 300s, getting RBIs all over the place. Do you guys feel like it doesn't really matter where he puts you as long as you get pitches to hit? You're just going to put a good swing on it and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of talented guys out here. I mean, we trust each and every one of us, and we know we can get it done no matter where he puts us in the lineup. We just got to be ready to wherever we play. I know he switches up people. He puts DJ at first sometimes, and he does a good job. So, I mean, like, you just got to be ready for everything.
I got to ask you on that double play in the 4th. Looked like you were deciding whether to try and catch it on the fly or take it on a hop. You ended up taking it on a hop. It was a smash right at you. You had to be a split-second decision there, but it ends up being an easy 4-6-3 once you make the catch. Easy for me to say up here, but the throws were easy. The catch was the difficult part. Was there any thought in your mind, or was it just read and react?
It was just a quick read and react. I've had that ball hit to me plenty of times. I know I could trust my hands, and I sat down on it and made the play.
Yeah, it looked like it had some topspin on it there. You kind of caught it in self-defense and then flipped it on to Mickey for the keystone throw on to first for the 4-6-3. You guys look good tonight, 12-1. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 7:15. Anybody you want to say hi to out there? We got all Reading guys here tonight, so it's not like there's anybody back home, so to speak, that you can say hi to. But anybody out there listening on the radio you'd like to say hello to?
My parents, and Jerry for coming out. I haven't seen her in a while, and she came out. It was fun to see her. And just the rest of my family.
Absolutely. That's Noah Ferguson, former Shasta Wolf, now playing his college ball down at Butte College. Your co-player of the game tonight, 3-for-4, a run scored, and 2 RBI. Nearly put one out of here for a home run. But a 12-1 victory for the 45, scoring early and often in support of winning pitcher Zach Morgan. Thanks for coming on the show, Noah.
Thank you for having me. And also, I'm an A's fan, by the way.
Well, you know, hey, that's the second best option it can possibly be. I was complaining with Zach Morgan earlier how... and he looks like Matt Cain. He really does.
He does.
I've only seen him from up here, and I sit down, I'm like, holy crap, Matt Cain. but no, he really does. It's kind of crazy. He's a doppelganger, 10 years younger version of Matt Cain, I think. But and probably slightly smaller bank account than Mr. Cain as well, who makes about $20 million a year. We all have a dream we're chasing here at KCNR 1460. Once again, your final score tonight. 12-1 for the Reading Cole 45s in game 1 of the series. We're going to do it again tomorrow night at 7:15. Make sure to tune in here on KCNR 1460 and online at KCNR1460.com. For my engineer back in the studio, Jared King, everybody here at the Tiger Field making Cole 45s baseball possible. I want to thank you, the listener out there, for sharing your evening with us. Well, let's do it again tomorrow night at first pitch 7:15 against the Signal Hill Oilers. Once again, your final score tonight, 12-1, Colt 45s with the victory. We'll see you again tomorrow night at 7:15. Have a good evening, everybody.
Thank you.
To be loved, get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Napa Know How! Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa Know How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Mom, something's wrong with the TV.
Oh, yeah. The TV went out last night. Daddy's going to get a new one today.
We often replace TVs and other electronics as soon as something goes wrong. Your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are no different. When's the last time you replaced the alarms in your home? Kidde is worry-free smoke and CO alarms have a sealed-in lithium battery, offering 10 years of protection and eliminating late-night low-battery chirp for the life of the alarm. Don't wait. Buy Kidde is worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day and I was like, oh my God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that how wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Live from downtown Chicago.
Downtown Chicago.
It's the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
My wife loves it. She can't stop it.
I can't hear you, Gilbert. I'm going on the air, and I'm on the air right now, as a matter of fact. You came in, you look befuddled, more befuddled than usual.
Yeah.
But Gilbert, would you look like you were just thrown in here? You didn't know where you were going.
Yeah, I.
Come on in to the microphone. We're on the air.
Yeah. I never know. This is my look all the time.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that look, Gilbert. I think it's masterful. Now we got to do a show. Let's go.
Okay.
Call Brandmeier, 844-4JB-SHOW. The number again is 844-4JB-SHOW.
What kind of a show is this?
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
That's right.
Welcome, America's creepy uncle, Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah. Gilbert Gottfried, let me get the plugs in for you, brother. How you feeling today? Have some water. Gilbert Gottfried, Iago. Disney classic Aladdin. Former voice of Affleck. Until they found out you were a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All through the book, Rubber Balls and Liqueur. Rubber Balls and Liquor. That book is awesome. Aristocrats movie, you're the star. Host of Gilbert Gottfried's amazing, colossal podcast, GilbertGottfried.com.
Yeah, and it's GilbertGottfried.com, and it's at Real Gilbert is my Twitter account.
Oh, there you go. Tweet away for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, because, and I found Twitter to be an expensive hobby.
Why do you say that? What do you mean? Why do you say
no,
that?
No, that's,
oh, yes,
yeah.
Affleck. Who ended up doing the Affleck? I never know if I ever asked
just
you that
like an impersonator.
Gilbert Gottfried impersonator.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like they want to get away from me. So they get someone to imitate me.
Right. Yeah. Hey, is anyone out there can do a Gilbert Gottfried? Yeah, I got... Affleck!
Yeah, they yeah. did a whole new campaign saying, we need the new voice.
Right.
So they got an impersonator.
Can you do it more like Gilbert Gottfried for me?
Okay, how about this?
Affleck!
Gilbert Gottfried, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Now, here's where I'm always impressed by your work, Gilbert, but here's where you and I have a 6 degrees of separation of Abe Vigoda. Every once in a while, I cannot believe that I was blown away that you gave the eulogy for
yes.
Abe Vigoda.
Yeah, yeah, it shows me where my career is at, that I'm performing at funerals.
Well, now, I have to tell you something. Every once in a while, it would come up, it would be like, you know, Abe was the guy that was on that list where you didn't know, you know, dead,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Dead or alive.
And in fact, the internet had him listed as dead.
Yes.
Like a bunch of times.
Right, right. Okay, this is weird. So every once in a while, someone would say, you know, on the show, they'd say, hey, you know, it's Abe Vigoda's birthday. And I said, oh, you know, then you'd go, well, Abe Vigoda, I thought he was dead. And you'd say it. And so then I'd go, I know Abe, and I would call Abe's house. Here's an example of, we would call Abe, and just he would pick it up.
Hello?
Mr. Vigoda!
Yes.
My name is Johnny. I wanted to, on behalf of all of us in the Midwest and around the world, we wanted to wish you a happy birthday. We missed it yesterday.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for calling.
You sound so great. You sound alive and alert. You sound fantastic. How you feel?
Well, I feel pretty good. I certainly feel good today and this morning and feel fine.
Well, I'm sorry to bother you, but I wanted to wish you a happy birthday. And you know, a lot of people say, you say, hey, Abe Vigoda's 93, and they go, you know what they say next? They go, oh, Abe is still alive? Right? Because of the... right?
I tell you, I was up last night, which was usually late and usually sleeping, at 1:30 a.m., and I put on the television... And there they are, a television show saying Abe Vigoda is not dead. That's what they said.
That must have been the best news you ever heard.
This is what I saw last night.
Wow. So, can you imagine that? Imagine that, yeah. Gilbert. Imagine that. So you'd call him, and no matter what it was, he would pick up the phone. He was always a delightful human being. And he was watching TV, and they go, oh, Abe Vigoda's dead. And he's watching TV. Can you imagine that? So anyway, how do you end up being the guy? Were you the only one that gave the eulogy?
Jeff Ross was there, too. And so...
what the hell?
And I said at the funeral, this is the 20th time we buried Dave Vigoda.
Right, right. It must have been, but did you hang with Gilbert, with Abe Vigoda? Were you friends with Abe Vigoda?
Yeah. We went picking up girls together.
Oh, yeah. I bet he was quite a wingman for you, wasn't he? Actually, might have been a wingman, don't you think? Hey, Abe Vigoda's with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how wingman?
Yeah, because the 19-year-old girls, that would be...
Abe Vigoda.
Abe Vigoda.
Yeah, you know, we hooked up with last night, Abe Vigoda and Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, man.
How, he was 94, is that actually a fact?
I think so, yeah.
Wait a minute. How old was he? Didn't you say he was so old he had a Bible signed by the office?
Oh, yes.
What else did you say?
Yeah. He's so old, his Social Security number is 1.
How old is he?
He's so old when he went to college. When he's so old, his college roommate was Christ. He's so old. His first pet was a dinosaur.
Oh, but what did you actually say, though? There's family around. There's a big... Abe Vigoda had family, a daughter. What did you actually say in the eulogy?
That's what I was saying.
You were doing the old jokes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And I said, he's so cheap, he once took a penny out of his pocket, and Abraham Lincoln went, oh, the light!
I heard one the other day about Abe. They said he was so old he had to boil his feet to cut his nails. I think you would have said toenails.
But they loved it.
Yeah.
I was a big hit at the funeral.
How many people were at the funeral?
It was pretty crowded, but I didn't see much in the way of show.
You having trouble getting that water off?
No, I'm basically masturbating.
I thought something was going on with the water. I didn't know what was going on over there. All right, well, listen, that is, I think, is an honor. I mean, Abe Vigoda, really an icon, and you.
They loved it there.
But
like
they called
the family,
you up and they said, "Hey, Gilbert, would you? Why was that? Why would they pick you though? Why would did Abe Vigoda have that written down in his will?"
Not that I know of, but I guess, look, a year ago I was working Westbury Music Fair, and now I'm doing funerals.
Yeah, but it's Abe Vigoda.
I
think it's fantastic. I think it's great that you did that. You know what? I would love to see. When you did the scene, do you remember doing the scene from Breaking Bad where you go, I'm the one who knocks? It went viral. Yeah, it went viral.
Yeah. You could still find that on the internet.
It's amazing. I thought you should do a scene. You should do the scene. Well, this is the scene I'm talking about from Breaking Bad. Walter White, I'm the one who knocks.
Yeah.
Do you know how much I make a year? I mean, even if I told you, you wouldn't believe it. You know what would happen if I suddenly decided to stop going to work? A business big enough that it could be listed on NASDAQ would go belly up.
Oh, my God. I don't know why you didn't get that part.
And there's another... Well, I do 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
And there's also, I do the speech that was in the movie Independence Day.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah.
No,
I'll find that one, too.
Hey, you know what? Why don't you do the scene that Tessio did, Abe Vigoda as Tessio in The Godfather? Why don't you do that scene?
Oh, that would, I remember, Hey, could you help me out, Tom?
Wait. Hold on a second. Oh, I got to get it. Hey, come here. Hey, can you come in here and copy this? It's just one. There's three lines, but I want to be able to deliver the Robert Duvall part. Yeah, you should. Yeah, well, he goes. You can help him, right? That's perfect for you.
I always like them.
That's right. Yeah. That's perfect. John, you're on the line with Gilbert Gottfried, 844-4JB-SHOW. Go ahead.
So Abe Vigoda obviously made a career out of looking older than he was, and you guys are just talking about The Godfather now. So do the math. When that came out, he was only 50. He looked like he was, ready for Social Security. So that means when they were filming it, he was actually 49.
That's right.
Oh, my God. I think he's one of those people.
Right.
That he was born
old. Yeah.
It's kind of like Walter Brennan. You never saw a young
Walter Brennan. Here, really, you're the other one.
Oh, okay.
Here you go. Let's do the scene. Let's do Gilbert Gottfried, the scene where Abe Vigoda, a.k.a. Tessio, is asking, you know, two men are walking out into the mall.
Wait.
Toward a car.
I got to get my glasses out.
All right,
that shows my age that I need help getting my glasses out of my pocket.
Let me help you get them out of your pocket.
That feels so good.
Thank you. Two men walk out into the mall toward a car. On their way, they're stopped by two bodyguards. The button man says, the boss says he's going to come in a separate car. He says, for you two, you, Abe Vigoda, Tessio, to go on ahead.
Hell! He can't do that! It screws up all my arrangements!
Three more bodyguards appear around him. I, Robert Duvall, gently. I can't go with you either, Tessio.
Mike, it was business. I always liked them.
He understands that. Tessio looks at the man and then pauses.
Tom, can you get me off the hook for old time's sake?
I can't.
Sally, I can't do it. Oh, man, that is fantastic.
You know, at the funeral, seriously, when they were wheeling the casket away, they played the Godfather theme.
Just like that, right? Yeah. Because, I mean, he was fantastic in it.
He was
amazing. I guess they also had, did Pacino show up or check in any of these guys?
I think Pacino sent a note and flowers, and Duvall sent a note.
I think it's fantastic. I think Abe would have loved you doing that scene. I think it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
What a read it was. What a read it was. That is fantastic.
And it was. It was like I got up, and that's what I always talk about. Tragedy and comedy.
Right. I never did understand the line. There is a certain line, but what's the line? I don't get it. We've talked about it here before. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I always said tragedy and comedy are roommates.
Right.
Whenever tragedy's around, comedy's right behind it.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, before Twitter, before social media, you would always, something crazy would happen.
Yeah.
And then someone would tell you a joke, and you'd go, how did you hear that joke? Where did it come from?
It was so weird. I remember before the internet, they'd usually be about 10 jokes that would come out immediately.
Yep.
And the entire world knew them.
But I never understood how it was so organic. Somebody would just tell, I heard that one about the astronauts crashing or whatever it was.
And it's like back then, everyone couldn't wait to tell their friends before they heard it.
Right.
But no one got in trouble for it because there was no internet. Now it would be if you said a joke, it's so hard.
Everybody's gone nuts. Like political correctness in America continues.
Like the Challenger.
That's what I'm saying.
When that happened, it happened the same year when they were getting that poison Tylenol.
That's right.
And so one of the jokes was, the Challenger and Tylenol, it's been a bad year for capsules.
And then who started that? Wait a minute, it's still too soon?
Yeah.
It's still soon. Wait, we've seen the setup and the punchline, or too soon to tell the joke?
Oh, yes. Oh, and then when Karen Carpenter died.
Oh, boy, here we go.
They said on her tombstone, it read, well, I still say you can never be too rich.
Gilbert Gottfried. And see, that would spread out all over the country.
And Karen Carpenter's phone number is 8-0-8-0-8-0.
Can you give me Karen Carpenter's phone number again?
Yeah.
8-0-8-0-8-0. GilbertGottfried.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Attention, parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the virtual school for the North State community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
444-JB-SHOW. Meat Wagon. What's your Meat Wagon? Oh, he's going to tell you a joke. Go ahead, Meat Wagon.
So Karen Carpenter, they're coming out with a new memorial album of hers, and they decided to put her picture on the side of the CD case.
Gilbert, would you accept that as a joke?
Yes.
You would accept that as a joke. Meat Wagon, do you have any more for Gilbert?
No, that's all. He's just worth one good joke today.
That's right. Just one good joke. There it is. The Meat Wagon Tour. And see, now you tweet that out, but back in the day, you wouldn't be able to tweet that out. You wouldn't be able to tweet it out. I want to get you. We have you doing Independence Day. Hector, you're telling me we cannot play Gilbert Gottfried reciting from 50 Shades of Grey. Why?
Well, you can only play a little bit. It's a little too graphic.
It's hard to believe, Gilbert. It's hard to believe. It's too graphic. What I would like you to do, if we have some time, and I think we will here, we'll take a break, but I want you to read the Winning Isn't Everything Is the Only Thing speech from Vince Lombardi, if you can. We'll take a look at it, study it. We don't have time to do it right now, I don't think. Well, maybe we could start it. I don't know. What do we got left? No, we do not. We do not. But I would love to have you do that, and I want to talk about your old boss, Donald Trump.
Yes.
Yeah, babe. We played the joke where you said... I can't. Where's the joke he says about Donald Trump? The joke about him and the towers and the... hold on a second here.
The Hammerstein Ballroom. Speaking of ballroom, Mr. Trump, how are those Spanx holding up?
Yeah.
As a developer, Donald Trump has done so much damage to the New York skyline, instead of calling him the Donald, they should call him the 20th hijacker.
He's my favorite.
Too soon!
When Jeff Ross tells you it's too soon, you know you've crossed the line.
Yeah, that's an honor.
That is an honor indeed, Gilbert.
It's Johnny B.
Thousands of people all across the country are choosing the flexibility of working when they want, driving with Uber. You'll control your day, plus be able to start earning right away just by driving your own car.
Why'd I choose to drive with Uber? Money and flexibility. Name me another place where I can set my own hours and still pull in the money I'm pulling in every month. You can't, can you? If I want to earn some extra money, I just get in my car, turn on the app, and I'm off doing my thing. No boss yelling at me to get to work. If I want to go see my kids play ball, I go see my kids play ball. Plus, they got perks. I mean, I can get access to some sweet discounts on gas and car care. So for me, driving with Uber means I get to do what I want, when I want, and still earn some extra money.
Earn the extra money you need on your schedule. Drive with Uber just a few hours a day and watch the money add up fast. Get started today. Take 2 minutes and sign up right now. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. UBER.com/drive now.
Napa Know How!
Napa has the family of Castro motor oils on sale starting at $3.39 a quart for conventional. So if you drive a family hauler, a cruiser, a grocery getter, a midlife crisis mobile, a clunker, a sweet van, or anything else you don't have to plug in at night, Napa has a Castro oil on sale for you starting at $3.39 a quart. That's Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Mom, something's wrong with the TV.
Oh, yeah. The TV went out last night. Daddy's going to get a new one today.
We often replace TVs and other electronics as soon as something goes wrong. Your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are no different. When's the last time you replaced the alarms in your home? Kidde's worry-free smoke and CO alarms have a sealed-in lithium battery, offering 10 years of protection and eliminating late-night low-battery chirp for the life of the alarm. Don't wait. Buy Kidde's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Listen to the Jonathan Brandmeier Show when you want, anywhere you want, the way you want. Subscribe to the podcast at BrandmeierShow.com.
Yeah, Gilbert Gottfried's around. If you haven't seen Gilbert Gottfried live, you ain't seen comedy live, baby. This is one of the greats, Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast.
Yes, I was going to talk about that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, and you get that at GilbertGottfried.com. Like Abe Vigoda, a lot of times on that show, you interview people that I thought were dead.
Oh, yeah.
And you interviewed Larry Storch from F Troop, and people go, well, Larry Storch from F Troop.
Two people. From F Troop.
Who's
Larry Storch and Ken Berry.
Ken Berry was the captain.
And I interviewed Adam West, the original Batman.
Oh, I like that guy.
And two Catwomen, Lee Merriweather and Julie Newmar.
To me, though, the greatest thing was, I love old showbiz. I just love it. It's just, to me, it's fantastic. And the fact that you pulled out two people from F Troop just blows me away.
Oh, yeah.
Because most people are like, F Troop? What do you Yeah. And Agar, Larry Storch was Agar, right?
Agar, yeah.
Right. It's a great show. What did you and Larry talk about? How old is he?
God.
You got to put your headphones back on.
I don't think numbers go up that high.
No. He's really old, right?
Yeah. He's up there.
Right. Does he have to boil his toenails to boil his feet to cut his toenails? All right. But you also interview a lot of other people, like you had Chevy Chase on. I can't imagine. I've never interviewed Chevy Chase. What was he like?
Chevy Chase is in that category where I can use that classic line, well, he was always nice to me.
Yes,
yeah,
right, right.
Because I've heard bad stuff. But, yeah, I always, anytime, any dealings I've had with him, he's been nice.
Because they say, you know, they don't, people say, you know, he doesn't, he's kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Prickly? He's like, you don't want to get around, you know, you don't want to rub them the wrong way, but you found it to be delightful.
Yeah. Two people I can use the always nice to me was him and I. A handful of times I spoke to Jerry Lewis.
Oh.
Never on the podcast, but He was nice to me.
Right. And did he say to you, like, I don't know, I know the reference with Bill Cosby was that Bill Cosby would say to you, or did he? I know you started on, you got a big break on the Cosby Show, right?
Yeah, he had me on the show where he was Dr. Huxtable.
Sure, the Cosby Show.
And then the next one where he was like, he still had the same wife, but he was a different guy. Remember, that was that next series.
But it was still Cosby.
Yeah.
So when did you, Gilbert Gottfried, when did you show up on the Cosby Show? I don't know how we jump from the Jerry Lewis, but he's the kind of guy that I would think would preach to you. That's why I brought that up.
But, yeah, but I remember one time waking up and Cosby was kneeling over me.
There we go.
Going,
He's in trouble. He's in trouble now. Trouble. Man, oh, man. It's weird that you made your TV. Am I correct in saying this? You made your television debut on The Cosby Show?
I guess as far, well, I mean, as far as good.
Like sitcoms TV. Or good things.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I mean, because I bombed on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's right.
And Thick of the Night.
When you say you bombed on Saturday Night Live, once again, what year is that?
That was a big, strong cast. Right after the original cast left.
Right.
So people were, like, against the idea. It was like if in the middle of Beatlemania, they got rid of the Beatles and hired four other
guys. You got four other guys.
Yeah.
We'll call them the Beatles.
Yeah.
They'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you just had to take whatever the heat was coming that way, because I do believe that that cast that you had that was the original was
good. Joe Piscopo and Eddie
Murphy. You.
Yeah. Boy, later wound up doing Beverly Hills Cop 2 with.
Right. So if you look back on it now, you know, we know that there was all that heat about it. But when you look back, I ever see some of the episodes and go, I didn't bomb. It wasn't that bad.
No, I wouldn't watch them now.
They were
horrible.
Really?
Yeah.
So you believe what the critics were saying at that point?
I think the critics were right in that the show sucked, but for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
They were saying, hey, who are these people? We've never heard of them before.
Right.
And I go, so John Belushi was an international superstar before Saturday Night.
1978.
Yeah.
No one knew his name.
Yeah.
I dare you right now to name three cast members on Saturday Night Live right now.
Oh, I can't.
Can't. Hard to do. Doesn't matter.
Now if they change places so quick.
Right. It doesn't matter. And then you, of course, you were fired on The Apprentice. I forgot why you were fired. Just because you were.
At one point I said Donald Trump actually paid me a compliment. And I said, thank you, mein Führer. And but he seemed to enjoy it.
Right.
You've done a fantastic job. You've done great. You know, you're totally inappropriate, but that's you. You're an inappropriate person. And you made a lot of money being inappropriate, right?
Yes.
Sometimes you go a little bit over the line. Sometimes you go a lot over the line, but you make a lot of money doing this. No. You know, I can't fire you for being inappropriate.
Yeah.
Because I'm inappropriate. I do many things that are totally inappropriate. So I don't want to be this guy that's, I can't believe Trump just fired him for being inappropriate. You know, you get it.
Yeah.
But you lost, remember this. And in all fairness, the executives didn't like what you did. And you know I think you're terrific.
Thank you.
And I think a lot of people are going to like you a lot more than they liked you before. You know that, right?
Thank you.
Gilbert, you're fired.
Okay, isn't that interesting? The future president of the United States is dressing you down. Telling you that's interesting.
Yes, and it was a nice speech he gave.
It was very nice.
It was very complimentary.
Yes.
And it wasn't the first time I've heard, Gilbert, you're fired.
You're fired.
Yeah.
But he did say something interesting. He said, you're a lot more people after you are on The Apprentice with, by the way, the great big stars like Lorenzo Lamas, Kate Gosselin. Geraldo Rivera.
Yes.
You were with the biggies. And I was mad to see you go because I just thought you were just, I didn't know what you were going to do. That's why I loved watching you on The Apprentice. But he said something there, Gilbert. He said, a lot more people are going to like you now more because of this. Did you find you got more business out of that?
Because
that's a big platform.
The amount of recognition I got after that amazed me. Because I never know. So many shows I do where the producers tell me, oh, this is the absolute between this age group and this you know, and nobody. It's like the way I know something was a hit is when you're walking down the street and people come up to you.
Exactly. Exactly. So that happened after The Apprentice. More so than Lorenzo Lamas. I can't imagine that doing that show. Now you have, what's his name? You have Schwarzenegger is going to be the new apprentice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you been asked to return ever?
No, I don't think I'll have any Jews on.
That's right. That's exactly right. What was the worst television show you ever did? Was it Hollywood Squares or was that fun?
No, Hollywood Squares was one of those shows where when I was growing up, I liked the show. It made me laugh.
Right.
But I always thought, oh, Hollywood Squares, that must be bottom of the barrel.
What was the premise again? XOXO, like tic-tac-toe?
Yeah.
With questions. Okay.
And I always thought, oh, this is when someone's at the bottom of their career. And then God was listening and called me. I had a lot of fun. Yeah. On Hollywood Squares.
Okay, and then you got fired from that?
No, the show was eventually
gone, right?
Yeah.
What's the folklore then that Marlon Brando called Hollywood Squares and was mad at you? Is that true?
Absolutely true.
Marlon Brando called Hollywood Squares and said, I don't like this Gilbert Gottfried guy.
What happened was one of the questions was, what mammal has the largest eyes?
Has the largest eyes?
Yeah, and I said, Marlon Brando at a buffet. and that...
What the hell?
And it got the biggest laugh. And usually, back then, when any joke that got the biggest laugh, that wound up in the commercials.
Yeah.
But that one didn't make it to the commercials. And what I found out is Whoopi Goldberg got a call.
What? She was a producer of that?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. And on the other line, it's, yeah, hello, Whoopi. This is Marlon. Am I going to be the running joke in this? And I thought what she should have said is, no, not running. Yeah. Maybe lumbering. Maybe having a hard time getting up from your chair.
But not the running Hollywood Squares.
Yeah, so it's cut out because Marlon Brando didn't like it.
Don't you think that, don't you just sometimes go, man, I love show business. Because a story like that, who can even tell that story? You can.
Yes.
That's a great story. I got fired on Hollywood. Well, you didn't get fired. You said it just disappeared. They just took you out of the promo.
And I would have loved to have had Marlon Brando on my podcast to talk about it.
That would be something, right?
Also, who would have been good would have been Tony Curtis.
I work with Tony Curtis.
You did?
Yes, I did, in a movie called The Thanksgiving Day on NBC with Mary Tyler Moore, and I was Mary's son, he was my father.
Hi, son.
But this is Gilbert. This is Tony Curtis and I outside the NBC Burbank studios. And he's talking to me, but he's like this, watching women go by, and he's not even listening to a word I'm saying. And he goes like this, and he hands a woman his card. I go, "Would you?" He goes over, hands the card. He goes, "I got a date tonight." He would just pick up women like that, just like that.
And he was 100.
He would just be a chick magnet. So when did you work with him?
I never worked.
Oh, you wanted to talk to him?
I always wanted to meet him. And just
what about Wayne Newton? You should sit down with Wayne Newton. Wayne Newton. Because
Wayne Newton.
He'd be a great podcast for you.
Wayne Newton. I went. This was one of those moments I knew I was in showbiz.
Right.
Because I went to one of his shows in Vegas, and Wayne Newton starts off his show by going,
I'd like to, I have a few veterans in the audience, here's John Smith from World War II, General, and send him a bottle of champagne. And here's Billy Johnson who was in the Korean War. Send him a bottle of champagne. And he does all these, and they're cheering for each veteran.
Sure. Right.
And then he starts to do his show.
Right.
He starts introducing it. He goes, hey, you know what? I've got a dear friend of mine in the audience. And, you know, Gilbert Gottfried, send him a bottle of champagne. And we'll talk to him a little later. And then later in the show, he stops after he's singing and he goes, you know, when you're a performer, the last thing you want to do is watch a show. That's why it's such an honor to have this man in the audience. He's a comedian, he's a movie star, and he's so talented, I hate him. Ladies and gentlemen, Gilbert Gottfried. And then he says, if you don't have plans tomorrow, catch him at the Golden Nugget. And if you do have plans, cancel them. And I thought, that to me, now I'm officially in show business.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you. I wanted to go see a Wayne Newton show because you always heard Wayne Newton. And I saw the one where he came down the ceiling in a spaceship.
Yeah.
And he took off his space helmet and he started singing, Welcome to America. I'm telling you, that is show business. That is show business. This is show business. Gilbert Gottfried. Check out that amazing Gilbert Gottfried's amazing colossal podcast, GilbertGottfried.com. Okay, now.
Subscribe on iTunes.
Yeah, and go into you'll find it also on iTunes. And you know, we established earlier, you're not a
Twitter
Super Bowl fan.
And my Twitter is at Real Gilbert. What?
Okay, wait. Yeah, what's your Twitter again?
Real Gilbert.
At Real Gilbert. Yeah, because there's a fake one out there. Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
Is somebody pretending to be
you? When I got my website, buy it from a guy in Thailand.
I know that. The guy in Thailand.
Yeah, it was a double insult. Number one, having to buy my own name, and two, how cheaply he sold it.
Yeah, you're offered. Take it.
And here, I'll throw in a Yakov Smirnoff.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are familiar with the fact that Gilbert is known virally around the country as the guy who did the Breaking Bad scene, I'm the One Who Knocks. We also know Gilbert Gottfried did the Independence Day speech. We also know Gilbert Gottfried did the 50 Shades of Grey speech, which we cannot play. But I want you to take a look at the Vince Lombardi Winning is the Only Thing speech.
My name is Vince Lombardi. I have a few things I'd like to talk to you about.
There is Vince Lombardi himself right there. And
are we rolling? Gilbert Gottfried, are you ready to do the Winning Isn't Everything speech? Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Winning is not a sometime thing. It's the old-time thing. You don't win once in a while. You don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. Winning is a habit. Unfortunately, so is losing. There is no room for second place. There is only one place in my game, and that's first place. Every time a football player goes to play his trade, he's got to play from the ground up. From the soles of his feet right up to his head. Every inch of him has to play. Some guys play with their heads. That's okay. But more importantly, you've got to play with your heart. With every fiber in your body. The object is win to beat the other guy. I firmly believe that any man's finest hour, the greatest fulfillment of all that he holds dear, is that the moment when he worked his heart out in a good cause and lays exhausted on the field of battle, victorious. Winning isn't everything. It is the only thing.
Yes! Gilbert Gottfried!
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRock. The FBI says Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server was, quote, extremely careless but not criminal.
Director James Comey concluding that although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. Comey insisting the department's investigation was thorough and independent, and he added that no one knew of his decision before it was announced.
Correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Within hours of Comey's statement, the presumptive Democratic nominee stepped off Air Force One with President Obama at a campaign stop in North Carolina. Donald Trump is also campaigning in the Tar Heel State, says the president should be at home doing what he was elected to do.
We have a president who's out campaigning for crooked Hillary Clinton. And he should be home working on ISIS, where the threat is getting worse and worse. He should be working on trade.